GetTheTea.com, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
You're listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, the 12th day of December 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Program note, I did not do that test show from 4 to 5 p.m. yesterday because we had some glitches with the software. We could have gone live, but I wanted to drill people more on the new show. Before we did that, I will be live today, 4 to 5 p.m. with a test show. And starting next Monday, this is my last show in this studio. Well, we've been in for 3.5 years, really attached to it. We will be in the new studio starting Monday, but putting out other fires, dealing with other issues, didn't have time to get that done yesterday, but we will be live with a special test transmission at prisonplanet.tv and on the Infowars.com streams, and then we will not normally be live 4 to 5 p.m. This is a test show starting next week, the regular show time, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we still haven't chosen which hour or hours to go live in from the new studios on prisonplanet.tv. And as I said, we're going to have guests over video feeds on the show, over phone, in studio. I've also got a tablet where I can put up maps or documents on the screen and write on them on your screen. We're adding a lot of things. And then, frankly, I have to get over there and drill myself. That's why we really didn't go live yesterday. Because I've been so busy that I have to learn the controls because I control part of the show myself. I control some of the computers, the robotic cameras. Then I've got guys in the studio, in the control room doing that as well. So I've got to, today, get off the air at 3. We're not going live at prisonplanet.tv today at 2 because I'm going to be doing it over there. I've got to rush over to the other office and then drill some more. The guys were up late last night themselves working on it, so that I can be in control and be able to have a document cam, the video feeds, a bunch of other stuff. But we'll be phasing that in over the next few weeks. That said, you know that the last time we saw in the news was last Wednesday, now about 8-9 days ago. It was $8.5 trillion, according to the Associated Press, San Francisco Chronicle, and Bloomberg. $8.5 trillion that has been stolen by the private Federal Reserve. Now, that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's Congress saying that. That's been in the hearings the last few weeks. And it's in Bloomberg today. Fed refuses to disclose recipients of $2 trillion in lending. Now, this FOIA request goes back to 6 weeks ago, or about a week and a half after the banker takeover. So there did FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, going back almost 6 weeks ago. And so this is only the first $2 trillion that was stolen and sent offshore. We know the, quote, bailout is to predominantly foreign banks. The Federal Reserve is predominantly foreign held out of England. And so it's a lot more than $2 trillion. It's just with paperwork and courts and the federal government, it takes a lot of time. So we're dealing with 6 weeks ago with $2 trillion stolen in a week and a half. Now it's another $6.5 trillion, and that's a week ago's numbers. We don't know. The numbers haven't come out again. I'm sure it's $9.5 trillion probably by now. Watch, it'll probably come out this weekend, and it'll say $10 trillion or something. But every week, it's on average $1 trillion, $300 billion stolen. So a week and a half into this, it was $2 trillion stolen. Bloomberg asked for it from the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, the Congress. They were told no. Congress said, we're not even being given this. Now, a Fed governor, and a bunch of other people are on record saying this is War Powers Act martial law. That's in the New York Times, in Bloomberg. People want sources. So this is a big deal. Kurt Nemo's done a story about it. Banksters refused to honor Bloomberg FOIA request. So this is even hard for me to believe, this level of corruption. And they're telling us we ain't seen nothing yet. So we'll get into that and a lot more. Stay with me.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. A holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of his campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it is Friday. We've got Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth joining us in 2 hours, or 1 hour and 52 minutes if you want to be technical. Then Bob Chapman with his once-a-week economic visit from the International Forecaster will be joining us in the final hour, and also will be taking your questions on the economy, the worsening control crises that's ushering in world government. So that is coming up today. I have been very reflective the last few days about the journey we're all on of discovery and awakening and development, the journey in life where we are designed to pick up wisdom and knowledge and to grow as we get older. And all of us, I know, look back on things in our lives that we're proud of, things in our lives that we are embarrassed of. Even if nobody knows what we've done, we're embarrassed ourselves. That's our conscience. And overall, I feel really good about my life and the things I've done. I, growing up, thought that everybody else was a nice person, or at least overall was a good person, and that everybody else liked blue skies and green fields and happiness.
But as I got older, I learned that contrary to that belief, by the time I was probably 13, 14 years old, that many people were downright wicked, downright bad for whatever reasons. And I had a lot of experiences growing up that showed me the dark side of the tracks. And I noticed when I was very young that it was generally people who were supposedly the good guys or the guardians who tended to be the truly evil people using that cover of being a guardian or a good guy to carry out their operations. But I had no idea when I started this journey, this fight against the New World Order, when I was 19 years old. I've been active for a little more than 15 years, on air for 13 plus now. You know, every time I think I know just how evil our enemies are, I am blown away by new research, new information, things that are confirmed that even shake me to my very core, someone who you would think that I would think that I'm ready to deal with this knowledge. And the full magnitude of it, I know that's why most people, even if they know something's horribly wrong with the world, don't get involved, because at their core, they're afraid. And I've certainly had fear in my life, fear of the unknown, fear of rejection as a small child, fear of the dark. But as I grew older, that fear changed to more of a concern. And the true fear I have is for the species itself, for society itself, because I truly love mankind. And I know that there is so much waiting for us if we can just grow up as a species and be a moral people and follow God's laws, that we will be blessed. And folks can laugh at that and say there is no God. Well, whose law do you follow then? The eugenicist that you know as the humanist? I don't mean the humanist in the street, but the founders of what we know as humanism. They control the species. They understand how the species works. They are using scientific data against us. But they are men and women themselves. And they have wrought something terrible. Their fruit is poison. Their product is death and pain and ignorance and, quite frankly, stench. And when I consciously face the true magnitude of our enemy, the reason it shakes me, the reason it chills me and braces my soul, is that I realize that I am probably, well, there's no doubt, the most prominent person, and I'm not that prominent, in the world, fighting this system. And I don't have the right stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not up to the task. I am worldly. I am a product of this degenerate society, and though I'm more moral than 99% of people, as good a man as some could say I was, it's all dirty rags, ladies and gentlemen. And so I have to turn it all over to God and just say to the spirit of the universe, the creator, it's in your hands. Guide me, lead me, have me do what you would have done. And I've said for many years that one of my greatest callings, that one of my main mission statements written on my soul, is to try to wake other people up to be leaders And I know there are leaders out there who are far finer people than I am. And if I have any fear, it is that I won't live up to the challenge I've been given. I won't live up to be the man I should be. That I won't have the time to mature and do the important work that needs to be done. And I get very upset every day by the corruption I see in the world, the corruption I see in the alternative media, the corruption I see in every facet and layer of society. And if I would have known just how evil the New World Order was 13, 14, 15 years ago, if I could have seen what I've seen now, if I would have known what I know now, I would have worked so much harder a decade ago. I would have done things differently, but that's all in the past, and we've had some great success. And that's thanks to you, the men and women out there across the world that have spread the word about the stories and films and audio files, the information we put out here, because we've done a pretty good job of accurately assessing and tracking and documenting who and what the New World Order is and what their operations are and what their current operations are and what their future plans are. And I guess my bombastic, aggressive style has had the effect of breaking through people's stayed, deer-in-the-headlights programming and has shaken a few people out of their zombie mode to wake up and look around them. So I'm also not taking away from the work I've done through all of you and through all the people you've woken up. It's just I want the listeners to understand that this New World Order is real. And this New World Order is very, very bad. And this New World Order is soft killing us. They are hurting us. They are sterilizing us. They are implanting the vaccines with cancer viruses and cancer DNA programs. I don't even know what you call a designed DNA fragment. It's not even a virus. They are the ultimate control freaks, the ultimate in wickedness. They enjoy the raw exercise of power, and where a normal person would be horrified to see a small child pinned in a car, crushed, bleeding to death, panicking, they gleam and resonate. They are from the dark side. And the dark side's very good at selling you that the dark side is rebellion, the dark side is power, the dark side is strong. And it is strong. But next to light, it isn't even in the same universe. And evil is recruiting everywhere across the globe. It is twisting the minds of our police, twisting the minds of the military, twisting the minds of the public. They're giving us new heroes. Gone are the good guys that fight the torturer or the abductor. The new guys do torture. They do abduct. There is an attempt to vomit out pure evil into your minds, into your souls. And just as much as I tell you to eat organic food as much as you can and to try to be healthy and don't take vaccines and don't drink fluoridated water, it's even more important to not let all of the evil that is on television and the corporate media and the society into your mind. And your eyes are literally windows into your soul. You are interfacing with it. And you may go see a movie with torture and death and destruction and you're like, oh, I'm a good person. It's entertaining. You are literally becoming a torturer. You are literally playing the part of it, being part of it, being immersed in it. You're being conditioned. You're being prepared for that to happen in front of you in the real world and to not care. You know, I meant to start the show with a message to Black Ops. Most of them, of course, are private, corporate, mercenaries. There are hundreds of thousands in the United States, publicly, that we know of, InfraGuard and the rest of them. There are hundreds of thousands overseas. And I want to talk to those men, and they're mainly men. You can't find many women to do stuff like this. It's like most men are serial killers. Not most men in general are serial killers. Most serial killers are men. What, 98%? I want to talk to you about the journey you are on. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shark treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shark treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 12, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 818.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 843.13, 421.57 for a half ounce, and 210.78 for the quarter ounce. That's 843.13, 421.57, and 210.78.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
So all of us have a journey in life.
Big John.
And many of us get on the path of trying to be good, decent, honorable people. Many times that's because of our parents, our background, where we come from.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted in.
But other individuals get on a path of evil.
Didn't say much, kind of quiet.
There's a lot of different reasons that that happens. And the establishment sifts through the police, the military, the FBI, corporations, and finds the ruthless individuals that will carry out evil. There are thousands of examples of this, but going back to the 30s, the Army and the Navy would go out and find doctors and scientists that would test chemical, biological weapons. It even goes back to World War I, but some of the first lethal cases in the 30s. And, you know, would you kill a mental patient? Would you kill a brain-damaged child? They have no, you know, good life anyways. It was all a eugenics view of survival of the fittest. We're only getting rid of the weakest anyways. You know, they were teaching this over 100 years ago in Germany and England, the United States. So that mindset of human life not having a value, being bad for the environment, that's one of the big areas where this idea started in the intelligentsia. There had always been kings and queens and elites that didn't care about their own troops dying or their own people starving. And going back to Malthus in the 1740s, you know, saying we need to figure out ways to kill off most of the population. So those ideas have always been there, going back to the Greek philosophers, Plato and others. But they created these eugenics cadres, and they started killing. They started killing retarded children. That's how it started in Germany in the 30s, in the United States in the 30s, in England, in Mexico, of all places. And out of those cadres, they developed large groups of scientists, of doctors, of clinic workers who would go out and kill people, who would go out and grab poor people off the streets and sterilize them. And so out of that core group, that's why the U.S. government brought over more than 50,000 Nazis, more than 20,000 of them scientists, a large group of them eugenicists. And they put them over huge military bases and government research laboratories. Scores of them today are named after the eugenicist Nazis because they needed those personnel. And then they said, okay, we're going to put some troops in a chamber, tell them it's just a tear gas test, and then they'd hit them with nerve gas and kill them. Those are declassified. And so the public needs to know that they have now gotten hundreds of thousands of these people in the United States alone that work for them, and they're hiring foreigners that will do similar things. Anyone who's proven that they're bloodthirsty killers, tens of thousands of former death squad members from Latin America in the 80s. They're being used in Afghanistan, Iraq, Georgia, Eastern Europe. They're being used in the United States. And the news is preparing us, the Associated Press and the Austin Chronicle this week, to have foreign troops in America. It's everywhere. And again, there's just so many thousands of different points. It's just that later in the show, when I start the next hour, I'm going to spend 15, 20 minutes speaking directly to the psychopaths. Because even if you're a psychopath, and even if you like killing people, and even if you like setting people up, and you like provocateuring people, and it's a power trip for you to have all this power and to be able to exercise it this way, I want to explain to you in no uncertain terms that your masters are killing you and hurting you as well. And so it's something you need to think about. It's something you need to deal with. And I know a lot of you have hardened your hearts and gone so deep into darkness, so deep into evil, that there's no turning back, and that you don't feel like you're alive unless you're doing horrible things. I've talked to a lot of top psychiatrists who've studied and interviewed hundreds of serial killers around the world, and it's always the same, Russia, China, the United States. They're like zombies. They're in progression. It's like sexual perversion. You've got to have more and more to excite yourself on that end, and then nothing makes you happy. Well, it's the same thing with with torture and things like this, that when they're killing, when they're torturing, it's like they're alive. It's like there's a blazing white light. So I want to address the psychopaths specifically and the sociopaths coming up in the next hour. I got a lot of other news coming up first. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus.
Then I have Richard Gage on later in the show. Going to have
someone to hear your prayers.
The folks,
someone who's there
on the GMOs popping in as well. Jeffrey Smith, got Bob Chapman coming on. Let me cover some of the news, and then before this hour ends, I'm going to go ahead and start addressing as simply as I can, because what I tend to do is go off into the evidence of every point I make and then never make the full point. So I'll just make the point in a basic summation and then give some of the data points for people to check it out for themselves, though most of what I'm talking about is all over the news now. I mean, it's like my show from 10 years ago is now mainstream nightly news because they're now rolling it out. They're now doing it. We're now here. It's been a long march to the gallows for free humanity in this nation. And we are now being marched up the steps with the leering hangman smiling at us through a ragged hole in the black mask he wears. And it's bad, folks. It's bad, to say the least, what we face. So we'll go over that. In the news, Fed refuses to disclose recipients of $2 trillion in lending. That's Bloomberg today. And I want to make the important point that Bloomberg, 6 weeks ago, put in the FOIA request to Treasury, to the private Federal Reserve, to the Congress, to find out where the first $2 trillion that was served out in the first 2 weeks to private, predominantly offshore banks, where that money went. The Federal Reserve responded by saying, we are above government, we run the government, we are private, no president, no judge, the FBI, no one can even question us. Now, previously, the private Federal Reserve ran the country, but at the pleasure of the Congress. In the banker takeover bill, it states that no court can review them, no agency can review them, Congress cannot review them, they are above the law, and no review is even allowed by anyone. Now, obviously, can Congress pass laws saying that children can be loaded into catapults and used for skeet practice on the White House lawn? No. So they can say they're gods, they can say, they could pass a law saying they were going to nuke the United States. And Congress, we've passed a law, we're killing everyone, fire weapons. He would say, arrest those men, stop them, don't let them. You know, government is not God. Hitler may have said he was the king, the ruler, the Fuhrer, the leader, and could do whatever he wanted, but that's not the case. So we know it's $8.5 trillion stolen so far, but it's key to understand they won't say where the $2 trillion went because this is a process. That's the first FOIA request done, I guess, 5.5 weeks ago, back on November 7th. Or 5 weeks ago, whatever. Fed refuses to disclose recipients of $2 trillion in lending. The Federal Reserve refused a request by Bloomberg News to disclose the recipients of more than $2 trillion of emergency loans from U.S. taxpayers. We got to pay for that in taxes, by the way. And the assets the central bank is accepting as collateral. So see, they give them our money and then the private bank gets assets. Bloomberg filed suit November 7th under the U.S. Freedom of Information Act. And to be technical, weeks before they put in the request and been refused, so they had to file the suit. So I'm right when I say almost 7 weeks, but then it came in a lawsuit 5 weeks ago. Bloomberg filed suit November 7th under the U.S. Freedom of Information Act request. Details about the terms of the 11th Fed lending programs, most created during the deepest financial crisis since the Great Depression, which is engineered, of course. The Fed responded December 8th, saying it was allowed to withhold internal memos, as well as information about trade secrets and commercial information. The institution confirmed that reports search found 231 pages of documents pertaining to some of the requests. And Congress is saying that they're not even being told, and now we have Fed governors and others saying we're not even being allowed to know what's going on by Bernanke, and we've been told that war powers have been declared. Well, what was Congress told 7 weeks ago? We're back on October 2nd and 3rd. They were told, do this or martial law will be declared, and we'll just do it anyways. But then they just signed the piece of paper. They signed into law something that then made those that voted for it basically parties to the crime in Congress. Now, the sheer bigness of the crime is why they may get away with it. I mean, $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks, and that's, again, last Wednesday's numbers. It's grown by at least $1 trillion following the trend in the last week. Hundreds of billions a day, and you're going to pay for it. And that's why suddenly everybody's being audited, or the IRS is claiming penalties and interest, and they're squeezing, and the cops admit they're everywhere writing tickets for local government, and all these new taxes and regulations when the people don't have it. That's the plan. Now, the compartmentalized local cop or local city council, they don't know that. So, this is all part of the just amazing lawlessness. GOP senator warns of riots if automakers are bailed out. Senator Jim DeMint says unfair union influence in the bailout culture will anger many Americans. They're saying, hey, if you won't bail out the automakers, why'd you bail out foreign banks? There'll be riots. Well, that's what Northcom's for, to make sure the heist goes according to plan. Manila reports Ebola virus in pigs, Financial Times of London, that's huge news. Is Emanuel the advisor on government tapes? Is it Jesse Jackson, Jesse Jackson Jr.? Rahm Emanuel is up to his eyeballs with the governor on tape, trying to sell the Senate seat. This is par for the course. Secretary of Defense Gates seeks more troops in Afghanistan by spring. Yeah, that's where Ted Anderson's son's going. He's got out of boot camp. Mexican's Congress approves widening police powers. Everyone that gets a cell phone will be fingerprinted. Total police state. Meanwhile, it's the government dealing the majority of the drugs. And people can scoff at that in the U.S., but it's admitted in Mexico. They control the thing. Also, a story on PrisonPlanet.com. Feds attempting to entrap truthers. I'm going to get into that later. New York City firefighter accused of calling in false alarms. It's usually an inside job. That's some of the news I have here. But I wanted to get a guest on the show because I've had a lot of them. We're going to do this up until the next break, then I'll get back into all this news. I wanted to get Tyler Palmer on the show because we have a sponsor, Ecola Blue. And it's just a fantastic atmospheric water generator. And a lot of people have been asking me questions about it. All I know is we got two of them. We love them. It's the best tasting water. It comes from the atmosphere and then goes through five filters. So I wanted to spend some time directly talking to Tyler Palmer about this and the great company, Ecola Blue. Tyler, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
You bet. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about the company. Tell us about the technology, because people say, what do you mean water from the atmosphere? A lot of folks don't know there's water in the atmosphere. That's what clouds are. I know
right. Most
people know that, but they don't understand that this is completely fluoride-free. There's nothing in it except what was in the air, and
right.
then it goes through five filters.
Right. It's essentially based on the same technology that all of us are familiar with in our air conditioning systems and HVAC systems. And I don't know, a lot of listeners may have noticed in the summer they park and they look underneath their car and it looks like water's leaking out. Well, what happens is there's moisture in the air. Even in very dry climates, there can be moisture in the air. And the machine uses a condenser, and it condenses the moisture in the air, and then that condensate is filtered five times through four activated carbon filters and one reverse osmosis system, and then is also blasted with 245 nanometer UV light. So it's actually seven filters, if you want to be technical like that. And I got into the company. My brother-in-law is a ex-retired professional tennis player, and he was told me about these systems, and we tried a few of them out, and none of them met our standards. And I was immediately just taken aback by the potential to bring water to the 1.2 billion people on the planet that do not have access to clean drinking water.
That's right. They're saying global water shortages. Big companies are grabbing up all the big aquifers. They're jacking up water prices. They're trying to put meters on wells or ban drilling wells all over the Western world, trying mm-hmm. to monopolize it, claiming you don't own your own water table. Well, hey,
right.
this just completely cuts them out because, hey,
right.
you've got this system I mean, this is amazing.
Right. It gives you complete control. It's the equivalent of being off-grid with your water, your drinking water. And like you said, the water is... I may be accused of being hyperbolic at times, but I tend to say that it tastes like velvety, almost like a mousse. It is so soft and just refreshing. The first time I tasted it, I was really, really impressed. And it was just from then on I became passionate about it.
I found it has that velvety taste, the best I've ever had, unless we leave for a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got to, you know, even though the light's on, we've got to come in and it doesn't taste bad. It just doesn't taste magic.
Right.
If it's left sitting in there.
Right. Well, you know, any water that's left sitting over a long, long period of time, if it does not have... The UV light and, you know, we're not putting any chloramine or chlorine or any additives in this. So the water is kept fresh through reflux and through the exposure to the UV light.
And on average, it does 7.5 gallons a day.
That's correct.
So the key is, folks, I mean, that's more than anybody's going to use. You know, that's for cooking.
Right.
That's for drinking. I mean, I'd say 7.5 gallons, that's good for a family of 4 or 5, isn't it, on average?
Oh, yeah, completely. And, you know, my sister, she has, I have two nephews. And, you know, one of the things that surprised me is the amount of women that are interested in this product. And maybe I was just being kind of naive about it, but the women, the mothers, they love this thing because they know what their children are getting. They cook with it. It's enough water to provide a family of four with drinking water for, and you never really, it doesn't run out. It just keeps making more water.
And let's be clear, too, this is your small unit. You've got bigger units.
Right.
In fact, you guys tried to send me a really huge one. I said, no, I don't need to take care of my whole neighborhood. I don't have room for it. But you've got a whole bunch of other products.
Right.
Also, you can plug a solar panel, a small one, into this, a medium-sized one, and then you're even off the electricity grid.
Right. The problem with the – well, we make a 200, a 500, a 1,000, 3,000, and a 5,000-liter per day series of machines. And actually, the 200-liter per day machine is quite affordable. It's not as expensive as a lot of people would think. But the economics of the situation for the smaller machine, unless you already have a solar system set up at your house, it's not really a good match. The larger machines are more appropriate for the solar and wind solution, although we do have and are actively designing a solar model that will run on, we're actually trying to get it to run off of a Kin solar-like system.
All right. Now, expanding on that, well, again, I'm just really excited about it, and folks out there are really excited about it, and I have them, and I use them, and they're great. And we looked at a lot of other companies, and we chose to, you know, try to go with you guys and contacted you because we liked your system, and also because you guys are a bigger company and make and sell a whole bunch of these. So I hope that people will visit the website. Tell people how they can get them and how fast it ships out to them.
Well, we have right now we have we're in stock. We have 250 units. And we will ship them if we get. We're going to give listeners a break if they call in, and we can ship those out. We're going to say before Christmas they will arrive, so next week we can get them out to listeners.
Absolutely, you've got 250 units right now.
Yes,
and so folks can call. Give them the number.
It's 1-866-585-4044.
Absolutely. Again, that's 866-585-4044 or ColaBlue.com, an atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Ultimate water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 48 hours or 7.5 gallons. I'll tell you, it does more than that in Texas. It's so humid here.
Yeah.
People think we're desert in Austin. It's not. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. And again, I can't say enough about it and the affordability of the unit. And
right.
You're saying you're giving people a break?
Well, we're going to give your listeners free shipping, and we're also going to throw in a solar iPhone iPod charger to listeners who order a machine by Sunday midnight Austin time.
What's an iPhone iPod charger?
It's a little photovoltaic cell that will plug into an iPod or an iPhone and charge it with the sun.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? Stay there, because I want to hear more about that when we get back, and then I'm going to get into all the news, folks, and my little message to the New World Order minions out there. So stay with us. I want to continue discussing this with Tyler Palmer, who heads up ColaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com. We got big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Days are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from pepperspray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from pepperspray.com? Shop now at pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
With all the crazy things going on in the world, you need to get portable food, you need to have firearms, and you need to have water filtration systems. But they can cut the water off coming to your house. They can't cut the water coming out of the atmosphere. I'm telling you, this is the best tasting water I've ever run into. So I hope you'll check it out at acolablue.com or call 866-585-4044. In closing, by the way, Tyler Palmer was a really easy sell to be a sponsor once we researched all these units and checked them out and got one and then approached him because he was a fan of the show going back many years. So he's also a fellow patriot. Tyler, how long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to you for about 3 years, thanks to George Norrie. I stopped listening to him and started listening to you all the time.
Oh, no, don't say that. Listen, George is a great guy. It's a great show, and he has done so much for this show.
Yes. I'm big fans of both, but I was just completely, I resonated with your message. I felt your frustration and your honesty, and I am very, very pleased to be able to sponsor the show, just in philosophy.
Well, I'll tell you what I really like about you guys is you just have the best unit. And I went and looked at it and looked at all the ratings. You have a great price.
Yeah.
And I have friends and family that have ordered your units, and they come in about a week and a half or even quicker. And that's what I like, too, because I talked to some other folks that have ordered some other machines. I've drunk out of some of the other machines. They taste okay, but they don't have the 7 filters. I thought it was 5. I think you've got the best unit, and that's why we've got you guys as a sponsor. I know you've had a huge response as well. And I hope folks don't wait and don't procrastinate. I hope they give you a call.
I want to just say your listeners are just the most amazing, intelligent, pleasant people to speak to. It's just wonderful. It's a great match with us and you guys.
Well, the great thing is it's such a small unit. I mean, it looks just like... But it's got hot water, cold water, all these settings. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's real high tech, but easy to use, very user friendly. Has a nice, digital screen on the front, so you see everything, as you punch. I don't know how you guys kept the price down this low, but the thing sells itself, folks. 866-585-4044. Get off the water grid.
Yeah.
Acolablue.com. Well, we'll talk to you again in the very near future, Tyler, and get more into the guts. More of the machinery of this thing and how it works. But thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. You have a good weekend.
You too, my friend. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Was going to have him on earlier and got the time zones mixed up, but we were glad to get him on. And I do believe in the system. Okay, we're going to start the next hour, and I'm going to finish up with the stack of news, part of the stack of news I have in front of me. And then, as I said, we have Richard Gage coming up in about an hour and 5 minutes. Then we have Bob Chapman coming on. I feel kind of bad. We double booked Jeffrey Smith today on the show. And I don't think I told the producer to get that down in the book. It's just all crazy over here, especially finishing up the new studio and all the other projects, working on a Barack Obama / economy film. And we're working on a lot of other things right now, so it's wild. And we do have more and more reports of feds attempting to approach 9/11 truthers and talking about, hey, let's do violent things. Let's do this and that. They're clearly feds. I've had feds do this to myself over the years many times. And they don't even hide the fact that they're feds after talking to them for 10 minutes. They're just laughing at you. And they are so criminal. I mean, they are so mobster-like. So we'll talk about some of that as well coming up today. There's just so many great stories, so informative, that Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, and others are writing. Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. GOP senator warns of riots if automakers are bailed out. We'll get into that. Also in Manila, capital of the Philippines, they're reporting Ebola in pigs. What is this about? This is very disconcerting. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of justice.
despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to run through some of the news, but we won't have time to cover it all right now because I want to get into the nature of the police state we're living in, the type of people they have working for them, and what, as a society, we face, but also a message to the enforcers, a message to the individuals that are destroying our way of life, destroying our republic, that are engaging in high treason. So I'll do that coming up in the next segment. I already covered last hour in some detail just how big a deal it is that 7 weeks after Bloomberg and others demanded and 5 weeks after they sued, the federal government has refused to release any details of the first $2 trillion. That's when the suit began. Now it's $8.5 trillion. They will not say where it's gone, though in some press releases they admit it's going to offshore foreign banks, because those banks themselves are announcing it. The head of Goldman Sachs also bragged to the New York Times 3 weeks ago that they're giving it to themselves as huge bonuses, billions of dollars of it, and buying up other banks and insurance companies that are solvent, and then letting insolvent ones just go under. They're also continuing the cash freeze to Main Street, allowing the economy to implode. And then now the Federal Reserve is announcing that they are going to create their own T-bills and cut Uncle Sam completely out of it, and literally, you'll buy your, quote, government bonds, but they won't be government, from the private Federal Reserve, with no transparency. That's in the New York Times yesterday. I mean, that is just massive. And you'll buy your carbon credits from them. You'll pay your environmental taxes to them, and then they will mete out some of it to the locals. They are openly becoming the government. First, they were this illegitimate outside force that could do whatever it wanted and issue all the currency and liquidity they wanted and get paid interest on it. Now they're just being the total issuer, you know, the total issuer of all of this. It is just earth-shattering, the magnitude of it, and I cannot stress that enough. Meanwhile, a GOP senator warns of riots if automakers are bailed out. We have an audio clip of this I'll play later. Senator Jim Durbin says unfair union influence and the bailout culture will anger many Americans. Time and again, we've heard about the lost jobs and economic impact of failing to bail out the beleaguered American auto manufacturers, but little mention has been made of the consequences of going through with the bailout and how such an action would be viewed by other Americans. In an interview following the December 10th press conference, where he and four other senators aired their opposition to the proposed bailout deal, struck by congressional leaders in the White House and approved by the U.S. House of Representatives, 237 to 170, Senator Jim DeMint, Republican South Carolina, warned that the perception that some industries are being bailed out and some aren't could lead to violence. Quote, we're going to have riots. There are already people rioting because they're losing their jobs. And the media is keeping that quiet, but it is happening. When everybody else is being bailed out, the fairness of it becomes more and more evident as we go along. The auto companies may be hurting, he said, but there are very few companies that aren't hurting, and they're going to hurt. We don't have enough money to bail out everyone. And he went on to say they're going to riot. Now, here's the deal. The public's mad and ready to riot over not being bailed out themselves. What if they knew the bankers engineered all of this on paper publicly in IMF and World Bank documents and International Bank of Settlement documents? What if the public knew that the banks have cut off liquidity by design and are hoarding all the cash to buy up the economy as it implodes in the stock market? Well, it's our job to let them know, but not so they riot, so that we can somehow take control of the government, cause the FBI, the military, the Congress to do the right thing and say, we're not going to put up with your martial law out of the executive, now Obama. We are going to go arrest these bankers and stop this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right. 1 month of Super Tea and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, in this segment, I have got a message for the private corporate spies, the mercenaries, the intelligence brigades, a message for the FBI, a message for the Central Intelligence Agency, a message to Defense Intelligence, a message to MI6, MI5, Mossad, German intelligence, all of these individuals. This radio show and the quest we've been on to fight the New World Order has proven itself. We have proven our case of treason. We have proven that the government works for foreign offshore banks and corporations. We have proven that the banks, by design, are imploding the world economy for a criminal consolidation that will hurt billions of people and will assuredly, in the third world, cause hundreds of millions more to starve to death. We have proven they're setting up covertly Judicial Watch sued and got the four-year documents that North American Union is being set up, that troops will be used on the streets of America to suppress the population, that the entire Homeland Security NORTHCOM apparatus is to suppress the American people. That's now stated by the Secretary of Defense Gates. But we told you years ago. And I know most of you are compartmentalized. I know most of you are fed disinformation and carefully crafted propaganda by your superiors. I know your superiors have staged terror attacks all over the United States that have been kept quiet so they can scare you into going along with this whole covert takeover. There are hundreds of ways they manipulate you. And I want to challenge people in the system. I know most of you are brave soldiers who fought in many different conflicts, who have slowly been twisted and slowly been lied to and slowly been taught that it's okay to be involved in what is manifestly evil, secret arrest, secret torture. And I know most of you aren't involved in that, but in supporting that overall system. We have to turn this around. I mean, when we have foreign banks openly stealing $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks, openly, and then telling Congress and telling Bloomberg, the news and others that under national security, this is not going to be released. When we have the Associated Press reporting 7.5 years ago on the eve of 9/11, literally September 10th, that $2 trillion was stolen out of Pentagon pension funds. There is no doubt that what the bosses of the New World Order are doing and what they're using you to help carry it out is a crime against humanity and is the blackest of the black, the darkest of the dark. There is no denial that the government is bankrupt morally and financially. There is no doubt that this is designed. There is no doubt that you're playing on the wrong side of the field on this. And I know that the minority of your enforcers and technocrats are psychopaths or sociopaths. Most of you are ideologues. You have been sold on false political paradigms. You've been sold on false threats. You've been taught this Machiavellian view of the end justifies the means. Oh, we got to kill 3,000 Americans as sacrificing a pawn to win the game. It's for Pax Americana. It's for our future. No, it's not. Look at what the very elite are doing right now is destroying the United States and the Western world by design. Look at how they attack the family. Look at how they attack the Second Amendment. And I'm not defending those of you that carried out the attacks and helped carry them out and then helped cover it up. Many more of you helped do that, now making yourselves accomplices. Even if it really was for the United States, even if it was a tribal move that was for the people of this country, it is evil and wrong. But on top of it, it wasn't for us. And that makes it even worse. I understand the military mind. I understand the flag officer level training. I understand that going back thousands of years ago, armies would stage massacres and blame it on their enemies. I understand that false flag is in the official army manuals that we've posted in full at Infowars.com. And I understand this has been inculcated into the culture. Now, the military and the government would not carry out the staged attack in 62 when it was proposed as an operation that they wanted to green light, not a theoretical operation, green light, to stage terror attacks, to shoot Americans in the streets of Miami and D.C. and Maryland and how to frame patsies, to bomb D.C., to bomb other U.S. cities, to kill Marines and blame it on foreign enemies. And that is the journey to evil. That's how they twisted our military to begin with, is they would give our military classified briefings showing the fact that Stalin and then Khrushchev had killed tens of millions of people. They would say the Red Menace is too dangerous. We have to stage terror attacks to be able to defeat them. And then the men say, yeah, we've got the strong mind, the resolve. We don't like having to kill Americans, but we're going to do it. because if we don't kill a few Americans, the Russians are going to win, and they're going to nuke us, and or communism will succeed, and then we'll lose our way of life, and so we got to do it. And so they stage the Liberty. They stage the Gulf of Tonkin. They stage other limited events listed in a catalog of false flag in Operation Northwoods and other documents that have been declassified. You attacked a highly decorated ship that is now the most decorated ship. You killed, what, 33 sailors and injured 100-plus others. The president ordered the aircraft carriers to not render aid. A Russian spy ship arrived, and as the Israeli commandos were getting on deck to mop up, and because the Russians were filming the whole thing, they had to peel off and stop. That's wrong. Now, it's now part of the record. It's now been declassified in CIA and KGB files. New York Times headline 3 years ago, McCarthy was right, that the communists were put into power by the United States and British government in 1917 and 1918. That the entire time they were secretly being funded and given the bomb. But the entire time that was controlled by the West, and that it was a false threat created, just like Al-Qaeda, but real nevertheless, to twist the West and to train the military and the government to go along with this evil. That's only one example of thousands of how they twisted you. And now it's on record. And as soon as McCarthy found out that communism was being run by the Army and by John Foster Dulles and by others, and as soon as he came out and said it goes all the way to the top of our government, he was removed because it isn't communism. As the official CIA historian contracted to write the book, Tragedy and Hope, Dr. Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science, stated the international banker cartel, which he believed in, controls fascism and communism, anything that vertically integrates. Now here we are all these decades later, and they tell you for our way of life they're going to stage some terror attacks, and you go along with it because you believe the end justifies the means. Now that's some of you. Many others are just flat-out psychopaths and just don't care and have done so many other operations and been involved in death squads and murders and everything else worldwide that they just think it's fun. And there's no reaching those people other than telling them they're putting fluoride in your water, pal. They're putting mercury in your vaccines. They're feeding you GMO foods, going to kill you deader than a hammer and your children deader than a hammer. You're not on the winning team. The elite is going to sell you out as well. So just from a cold-blooded standpoint, you should join the people and put the brakes on everything you're doing. Because you're not going to come out on top of this. They're going to bury your butts out in the desert, and probably already did bury most of you out in the desert, the ones that carried out 9/11. And that said, I'm not up here macho saying bring it on, waving my finger at you. I know how deadly you are. I know how powerful you are. I know how evil you are. And I know my life's in danger. And this isn't fun for me. But somebody has got to stand up against you. Somebody's got to tell you no. Somebody's got to tell you to stop. Somebody's got to have the will to face the facts and the data and bring it out. And the American people are doing that. And to all the military people that come on our websites and the message boards and attack us and say there's no world government and nothing we're saying is true and Northwoods isn't real, shame on you. You know it's true. You know it's real. You know it's all over the newspapers now. Shame on you claiming you did all this evil for the United States. And then out in the open, they're ending the United States and sucking us dry on top of it. The truth is, you were brought in, you were broken, you were conditioned, you were corrupted. Thousand different ways. One of the big ones is in Iraq and Afghanistan, the 60-plus billion we know of, in pallets of $100 bills. Where you pay a private $30,000 so they can then say, hey, you're corrupt. We can report that on you. You pay a sergeant $100,000 a year. You pay colonels millions to corrupt them. And then I was in Chantilly in Virginia with these spooks coming up saying, you want to attack the State Department with us? I'm like, come on, your big What are you, former Army officers? You're now with the State Department. You're trying to provocateur me to say something. Then they send in some others. And well, by the way, I am an Army colonel, Alex, and I'm about to go to Iraq. Just right in my face with a high and tight haircut. I go, oh, well, why are you guys paying out all these big pallets of money? And he said, well, that's what my commander-in-chief says, so that's what I do. I mean, I got these guys not even denying who they are, openly going, yeah, pallets of cash, so what? Good God, what happened to you? You're not doing this for America. You're doing this for pallets of cash. You better spend those pallets of cash because they're not going to be worth anything soon. A lot of you aren't going to listen now, but once you see what you've done to this country, you will. We'll be right back with my message to you.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
The
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I can have all these former JAG officers, colonels, generals, former head JAG officer in the Navy, and they'll tell you it's totally illegal to have Army intelligence, Marine Corps intelligence, State Department Protective Service out running around surveilling American citizens, trying to provoke a tourist. But finishing up with that story in my message to the establishment, I'm up there covering Bilderberg. On air, we say we're going up there nonviolent, peacefully. Rules for the demonstrators. Everybody was peaceful. We get there, and I'm staying at two different hotels, and at both hotel restaurants, guys walk in, come up to our table, separate groups of people, and come up and say, hey, you want to attack Bilderberg? And I'm like, come on, man. You're 6 foot four. What are you, 50 years old? You're a senior officer. You're in here asking if I'm violent. You know you've got files on me and assessments. You know I'm not going to do anything violent. Well, you have trespassed before, Mr. Jones. Well, yeah, at Bohemian Grove, but that was questionable. You know, that's public policy being made, world leaders. I went in there to cover it. And then, I want you to meet this guy. And then I start talking about the pallets of money, and he goes, oh, yeah, you know, I'm an Army colonel about to go back to Iraq, and what's wrong with that? That's how we're winning over there. And I go, no, you're taking the money. And they just smile. I mean, that they don't even hide what they do. They don't even cover it up. And all over the country, these same guys walk into bars, walk into events, walk into meetings, to 9/11 truthers, and they come up and they say the same thing. We need to go after Jews. We need to, go after Barack Obama. We need to, and folks, you need to make a big deal. You need to tell the person at the bar or the restaurant, call 911. You need to say this, we need to sting these people. You need to record them. Now, I did start pulling cameras out on these guys, and they'd run off. Then we'd have guys driving to the parking lot at the hotel, flipping us off. Guys wearing clown masks, flipping us off. Cars driving up right on our bumper. I mean, you know, and it's always the same. Big meathead military guys, 35 years old. That's the people tailing us, 45, 50 years old, coming up and talking to us. You are the traitors. You are the ones involved in treason. You are the ones that work for the people that have hijacked our government that staged the attacks of 9/11. Never forget walking out of Access TV. That had happened in a parking lot separately when I was coming out of, I think it was a Circuit City. This is 10 years ago. Happened in 1999. So 9 years ago. Close to 10 years ago. I'd walk out, and there'd be two guys with government cars. They'd walk up, and they'd say, hey, we hear you say you got a team, that your team's planning something. I said, yeah. I said, I have a great team. A few guys working for me. We go out and do news stories. You know what a team means. Well, if you're planning something violent, Alex, just know. We'd like to join your team. And I said, I told you I'm not planning anything violent. Well, if your team tries something, just know we're watching. And then I had guys in a parking lot come up to me and say, oh, Alex Jones, you're a tough guy, aren't you, buddy? We know all about you. And I said, who are you? You know who we are. Just know we're watching you, punk. Because I was warning people about Delta Force making payoffs to local city officials. I was going and interviewing police chiefs and emergency managers and mayors. It's all on video in my police state films. They didn't like that one bit. Me, one little guy with my little team going and interviewing people and putting it on Access TV and playing the audio on the radio. Oh, you bet I knew the military was real on our streets. And now they're openly announcing it to you. And they got Krauthammer and others on Fox saying they want to come arrest people like me. And they've had Glenn Beck say it, and they've had all the other shows say the 9/11 truthers need to be arrested and taken to black sites and tortured. And killed. That's all in Truth Rising. The news clips where they're saying that in unison on every news channel. They're scared of us because they know we know they're terrorists. They did set up 20 plus thousand InfraGuard executives, quote, for martial law. and telling the executives they can shoot to kill people as secret FBI agents. This is all happening, and you are being set up as a rear guard to protect the foreign bankers while they loot and bankrupt the nation. And you shouldn't go along with it. You shouldn't be part of it. More straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
The process of corruption in the country, the general population, the military, the FBI, the bureaucrats, and the establishment is going to use phony environmentalism as a pretext to micromanage and rule over our lives and bring in a form of modern feudalism and serfdom. The other prong in the pincer move, the pincer attack, is, of course, stage terrorism and provocateur terrorism. I mean, take the police in Ottawa this year, caught national news attacking other police. The people know what to look for now, so they could then attack the peaceful crowd. Look at Denver this year. The police caught attacking their own officers in staged events for the news cameras. Is that a good government? Is that a legitimate government? Is that a real government? And it's not just criminal for the Army to be going around trying to provocateur people into violence. Muslims, 9/11 truthers, you name it. It's illegal to try to get somebody to carry out a crime of violence. That's more than just a sting. That's more than just entrapment. That is literally engaging in racketeering. Any lawyer that tries federal cases will tell you the feds will bring in 10, 20, 30 witnesses who've never even met you to say you committed every crime under the sun to put you in jail. That's why more than a third of the people on death row, it's turned out, are totally innocent through DNA. It's a bankrupt government. And it doesn't end there. There's the million-plus children grabbed a year by CPS, who's five times more likely to abuse the children than any other group. And no one's allowed to investigate them. No one's allowed to punish them. These are the crimes that are being committed. This is the corruption-wide system in this illegitimate government. And you're on the wrong side of history. And I know a lot of you are deep into this now, and you don't know how to get out. The only reason that things aren't a lot worse is because there are a lot of good people in the military and high levels, and a lot of good people in the FBI, and a lot of good people in the CIA. But you're being manipulated. And I know that many of us have been on the journey of being good and decent and honorable, and that'll get you into a scary place confronting evil, but you can't turn back. There's no going back. It's a good feeling in a way, because even if you're not committed, you're committed. Well, a lot of you think there's no turning back because you've been involved in so much evil. You've been corrupted and twisted and turned to the dark side. Many of you can still turn back, and you'll find that as you have courage and turn back and say no, there's going to be others around you that are going to say, I didn't know you felt the same way. I didn't know you were thinking the same thing. And we have a chance of not letting the foreign bankers completely suck the country dry. Now, $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks is bad. But if we bring out the point that this is illegal, this is unlawful, and if we somehow get the Congress to stand up on its hind legs, but you see, they're being watched, they're corrupt, the FBI uses dirt on them to keep them under control, the governor's under control, it's a tough road. But if somehow we can get Congress to realize the people are behind them and educate enough of the public, we can reverse this, especially as the fallout, the aftermath of what's been done financially alone is learned, is discovered. And that's why we, the people, have to be there at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all the other sites, pointing out how the bankers engineered it, pointing out how they stole the money openly, pointing out how the Federal Reserve is becoming the government, pointing out that Greenspan says they're above the law on Lehr NewsHour, showing people how outrageous this is. I've assessed history, I've assessed movements, I've assessed systems. And the New World Order undoubtedly is going to collapse. The New World Order undoubtedly is already in place and is already falling apart. In its death throes, it is going to start huge regional wars, minimum, possibly even World War III. In its death throes, it will release biological weapons. In its death throes, unspeakable things are undoubtedly going to happen. And for your moral compass, for your soul, for your family name, for everything you've been in your life before you turned to evil, before you bought into lies and, you know, power for power's sake, turn back now. You see, once a society gives into corruption, once people decide that corruption is the way to go up the ladder, everything falls apart. Everything disintegrates. Like Mexico is disintegrating, and North Korea, and Greenland, and Argentina. And that's being set up here. They're admitting that's what the troops are for. But they didn't just set up Homeland Security and NORTHCOM last week. They set it up decades ago. Before you ever even heard of NORTHCOM and Homeland Security, it was in government documents. And they stated it was for the banker takeover. It was for bringing down the United States. It was for bankrupting everything so everybody basically depended on a government check and lowering our standard of living. This is a horrible thing you are involved in, those of you in the media, those of you in government, those of you in the enforcement arms. And for those of you in the enforcement arms, it's only going to get darker. It's only going to get more horrible. Some of you that aren't pure evil, but that go along with it, who hate your job, that hate what you're involved in, it's only going to get 100 times worse if you don't put the brakes on it and if you don't turn from the dark side. If you don't refuse to be part of this. So the choice is in your hands, but it's not just in those that work for the dark side's hands. It is in the hands of the good. And it is to the good, the decent, the honorable, people that have a moral compass, that understand history, that love their families. It is to us that this will be decided. And that's why all of us have to commit to work in every way we can, waking up neighbors, friends, family, co-workers, pastors, bringing light into the world, reaching out to our fellow man, putting up blogs, doing Access TV shows, starting local radio shows. You don't know how? Investigate. It's easy. And taking the fight to the New World Order in the information war and never surrendering and never giving up, because they're losing ground fast. People are waking up exponentially, but many of them aren't taking action. Knowledge without action, knowledge without deed is empty. I'm not perfect, but look at what I've been able to do, joining together with other like-minded people around the world. Look at the effect we've had. Look at how much we've slowed down the New World Order. And everything we talked about has come true. Everything we warned people about is unfolding. Now our credibility is at all-time highs, and now is the time to go out and wake the people up as we enter the phase of greatest danger to liberty and freedom and just life itself. In closing on this subject, and I want to get into the economy some, in closing, there are hundreds of declassified examples of Western governments staging terror attacks that are completely declassified. And it's admitted in the BBC and other publications that in 2000, they just admitted it in plain view, that it was the government, that it sites all over Scotland and England itself, on the whole of the island, the government, from Porton down, went out and gave weaponized foot and mouth to the cows. And then they killed millions of them and took over and bankrupted many of the farms. That's just one of hundreds of biological examples. They're setting up 36 level 4 bioweapons labs in Texas and Kansas and New York. They're moving them from underground facilities in the desert or on islands like Plum Island, and they're moving them into major cities. The globalists admittedly plan to have controlled bioweapons releases. They plan to do hellish, horrible things. And those of you in government cannot deny this anymore. Those of you in government cannot deny that cancer viruses are still put in the polio vaccine and were put in there. And that the inventor of the polio vaccine brags on tape and laughs about it on CBC. This is disgusting. I mean, you may be into being tough and, you know, you've seen people die from cluster bombs and you've killed families decades ago and you don't care anymore. But, I mean, do you really want to be part of killing Americans and others' children? Do you really want to be part of all of this eugenics and bioweapons releases on the American people? Do you really want to sign your name forever onto all of this? Do you really want to be part of it? You know, I'm not upset with the decisions I've made. I'm proud of the decisions I've made in my life to fight evil. But at the same time, it is overwhelming sometimes to realize just exactly what I'm facing. But even if I didn't fight it, I'd still be in the world. I'd still be facing these people. They'd still be attacking me and my family. And so I'm walking point. I'm out in the front, trusting in God, that I'll be able to continue my work without being set up or killed or all the things I'm being threatened with, my wife, my family being threatened. I've made a lot of sacrifices. But in the end, they aren't sacrifices. What else was I supposed to do? I'm just a normal male. What does a normal, head-screwed-on-straight male do when he finds out there's an evil elite? When he finds out there's a corrupt New World Order? When he finds out his liberties and his freedoms and his heritage are being destroyed? When he finds out that they're destroying everything good and erecting evil in its place, what are we supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? You know, even if you won't fight evil, you might as well not help it. You might as well not cheerlead it and love it. You know, I've spent 45 minutes here speaking to the establishment, speaking to the New World Order, speaking to their minions and enforcers. You can't deny, you can't rationalize what you're part of anymore. It is world government. It is a tyrannical world government. They've got their talking heads. They've got their proxies. They've got their operatives in hundreds of newspapers every week saying world government's the answer. World government's the solution to the environment, to the economic controlled crisis, to the wars, to terrorism. How many years did we tell you they would stage all of these things and then say world government was the answer and then say that the private banks are going to make up the world government and that you're going to pay your taxes to them? And now they're rolling it out. Now they're doing it. Now we're entering the final phase. And ladies and gentlemen, the final phase is a controlled, sustained, never-ending world depression with the currencies being devalued and the public being forced to take world ID cards and anyone in security positions being forced to take implantable microchips and forced inoculations. They've spent decades setting up InfraGuard and the clergy response teams to sell the public onto going into bondage. They've spent decades building the FEMA camps. They've spent decades preparing the public in Hollywood and through messages in the media. This is the darkest road we're going down. The most horrible, horrific. Can't you smell the stench coming out of the black pit we're being lowered down into? An elevator straight into hell. Where the psychopaths of the New World Order will be able to have their way with us. With lots of mindless new recruits being brought in on power trips to have their way with the people. True warriors for liberty don't want conflict. And they're doing everything they can to try to reverse this because they know it won't hurt the New World Order to have thousands of firefights with police and the military. Fights you're going to lose by attrition. The veneer of civilization already peeling away. As the riots already begin in the United States, as the senator stated, Jim DeMint from South Carolina, this doesn't have to happen. We don't have to have World War III. It didn't have to happen in 61 and 62. It didn't have to happen when they snuck attacked the Russians on 888 a few months ago. It doesn't have to happen now. We can turn this around together. But it's going to take the general public to get out of denial and to face just how adverse the situation is. It's going to take those of you that are already active in the info war to redouble and then redouble again your efforts to wake people up and carry the ball against tyranny. It's going to take having courage and not caring what your boss or your neighbors or your employees or your pastors think. It's going to take aggressive action like buying a DVD burner and making 500 copies in your garage of Terror Storm or Endgame or Truth Rising and giving it to your whole church. It's going to take talking to people you know in the military about what's happening. It's going to take a grassroots uprising in the information war to back off the New World Order and avert this, or if they go ahead with it, we'll then have enough people awake, because once this stuff, the hammer really drops, you think it's dropped so far, it hadn't even started, then as everything we said unfolds, as it already has, but even more so, then people that laughed, they will be listening, and then we've got a good fighting chance inside of this thing to beat it. I don't want my life to be for nothing, and I don't want all those other great patriots and our founding fathers right through to today and those that did stand up for liberty and decency and honor to be for naught. I don't want the republic to fall to a bunch of foreign bankers who think so little of us they openly steal $8.5 trillion in our faces. And I want the people to get prepared. I want the people to plan for really bad things to happen, but to get out and work now to try to avert that. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And I want the New World Order servants who are wicked and look forward to all of this evil, that minority of you out there, to know that you are going to be defeated. And I want our listeners to understand that we call up somebody like Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, to have him on as a guest as he writes a book about admitting there's a world government. And we call him up and we go, oh, we know who you are. I know who Alex Jones is. Yeah, I'll come on his show. Yeah, we all know about Alex Jones. Again, another example. The enemy knows who we are. The enemy is aware of us. The enemy is concerned. The enemy is worried just about the work I'm doing with you. Showing that we're affecting things, that they're having to counter us. They're having to dispatch their people to try to counter us. But it's a catch-22 for them because their system is now coming out into the open. And they lied and said it didn't exist, but now they admit it exists. We'll come back into the economy. Stay with us.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Go funny. Ted Anderson. Bought gold, what, last Monday at 740? For the now close to $60. Now more than $60, close to $80 above what it was. I'm going to spend this segment and part of the next. Then we've got Richard Gage joining us, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Talking to Jim Newcomer. He's the chief broker there at Midas Resources under Ted Anderson. And Jim's got a great political brain and economic mind. I wanted to get his take on what's happening. He's got a BA in business and finance, over 30 years in sales and management, and with Midas Resources for many years. And we really appreciate him coming on the show. I wanted listeners to know just briefly the gold offer today. I do this a few days a week. Believe it or not, we told people we had limited buffaloes that nobody can get. I mean, it's very hard to get these at a just incredibly low price. And these things are selling for 30, 40% premiums. There's basically no premium on this, just a tiny markup, I think of about 4%, just to pay for the transaction. They have these right now, ladies and gentlemen, and they have a limited number left. But because I said limited number the other day, nobody called to get them. They have, 35 of these left. There were 40. There's 35 of those left. They will go quickly. And that's $1,036 gold bullion proof slab MS70 NGC, the buffaloes. And then the best deals, of course, are the $168 a roll for the walking half dollar silver roll of 20 coins. And that's what silver way up. Again, they got this gold and silver at much lower prices a week and a half ago, or I guess now about 2 weeks ago. They've got British sovereigns at 242, 195 French or Swiss 20 franc coin. Those are the overall best deals for gold, ounce for ounce, the British sovereign and the French or Swiss 20 franc. They have it available right now at Midas Resources, and this is throughout Sunday, and then that's the end of the deal. And they had about, remember, five or six other coins Monday. Those are all gone at this price. You can still get them for a good deal. Tell them it's the radio special, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I will tell you that Ted said do this deal. Some of the folks don't even want him to do it because it's ridiculous. You won't find a deal like this anywhere else. 800-686-2237. And we now go to Jim Newcomer for this segment, the next. Jim, you ever seen a market like this? What do you think of just everything that's happening?
It's been absolutely crazy, Alex. I mean, we have oil going down. Normally gold, the precious metals and the petroleum move in tandem. We have oil dropping down 66% from the high. And we still have the precious metals on the rise and increasing. The demand out there has been just unbelievable. It's getting to the point where it's difficult to find a lot of these coins right now. And you had mentioned the proof slab coins that we have there. Those MS-70 or proof 70 modern $5 modern coins, they're selling. I don't know how Ted gets these things. He's had these now for about a month. We do have these in the vault. They're selling for the same price as a $5 Liberty in a VF condition. And these are in the most pristine, the best condition you can buy. They are NGC certified at MS-70 proof coins. So if there's somebody looking for, you know, precious metals for Christmas or something, we could probably get that out to them in time for the original Christmas present. So, but you're absolutely right. With the economy going south the way that it is, the money that our government's infusing and giving away, literally giving away, and the devaluation of the dollar and the currencies worldwide, these precious metals can do nothing but increase in value.
Jim Newcomer, stay there. Back in 70 seconds. I want to get into the fact that the Federal Reserve has stolen $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and won't tell Congress or anybody else where it even went.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th.
But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Richard Gage coming up in 5 minutes. Architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, sending shockwaves across the world of awakening the false flag terror, will be joining us. And then, of course, we are going to have just a super guest on, Bob Chapman, finishing up with Jim, a newcomer, a longtime Midas broker, head broker there. Jim, I mean, the magnitude of them saying, oh, the banker bailout, it'll all be transparent. But then I read the bill, it said it'll all be secret, again, lying to the people. Then the foreign-owned Federal Reserve steals $8.5 trillion, and the lawsuit with Bloomberg, the federal government says, you know, the Federal Reserve's private. They don't have to tell you. I mean, this spells curtains for the dollar. People had better move into gold.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, these people have never been transparent. They never will be since the creation of the banking system. They're there to make money with our money. The precious metals are the only thing that are true currency. They have real intrinsic value, and they'll always maintain their value and their purchasing power. No matter what the value of them is, it will always buy you the same amount of goods and services at any period of time in history.
Did you see the New York Times yesterday saying the Federal Reserve is going to issue its own T-bills and basically openly become the government?
I didn't see it in the New York Times. I did see an article to that effect on the Internet this morning. Yes.
Unbelievable. Again, how good a deal as a gold and silver broker, decades of this, is this for Ted to buy this stuff at the 740 range and with gold up at 815, 820 to be selling it now for that price?
Well, I quite honestly, I don't know where he finds this gold to begin with. I mean, he makes commitments months in advance to have this delivered to us, and he goes all over the face of the earth. He's out of town right now looking for new opportunities for your radio listeners and more things that we can offer to get people involved. And he looks for precious metals in all price ranges. So no matter whether you've got a lot of money or a little bit of money, he wants people to get started, to understand that it's important that they have a portion of their portfolio in precious metals because the collapse is coming. The collapse is at hand. I mean, we're mid-collapse right now. And it's important for people to take a look at their assets, get the precious metals as financial security and insurance, and would be more than happy to help them.
Well, all the mainline analysts are now saying 30% in gold and silver. And yep, decades ago, they would, or just a year or two ago, they'd say 10%. And then this is the best deal you're going to find out there, a huge range of gold and silver. Yep. But it will end. It will end Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. This is the tail end of it. And we've even got some buffaloes there available at an insane price, $800. 686-2237, and the brokers will be there throughout the weekend. And if you happen to call when somebody's out to lunch or something, there's 26 brokers there now. During the weekend, there's about 6, 7, 8, I'm told. Now, if they happen to be out or at lunch, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back if you want in on this deal. They'll be there up until midnight tonight, 800-686-2237. And what Ted does, he buys when it's low, and he sells when it's low, but then he also sells when it's high. But he passes on that savings, and that's why he annihilates all of his competition, ladies and gentlemen. But he's at the end of the last buy. Remember, he sold out of the buy at 700. Then he bought in at 740, knowing it was going to go up. Then it went up to, it's up at 820 or so. And it's at the tail end of that. Next week, it's going to be up in the 800 range. So pay now while it's 740, priced in there, 800-686-2237. 888-686-2237. Anything else, Jim?
No, just want to wish everybody out there a good holiday season.
Absolutely. Now, again, brokers are going to be there all weekend.
They will.
800-686-2237. And if you get in tonight, don't wait, folks. Give them a call. Again, Jim, it's got to feel good to be able to pitch gold and silver at this low a price, this good a deal.
Oh, absolutely. It's always good when we know that we're helping people.
Well, I mean, most places have shut down and saying they're out. Again, Ted has been in it so long, 30 years, and is so trusted by international brokers, he's able to get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
800-686-2237. All right, Jim, I'm going to let you go in there and answer the phones.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. We're going to have Jim back on in the near future to really give us his economic view and more. But we've got Richard Gage coming up. And then, of course, we've got Bob Chapman on this Friday edition. Stay with us.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Steve Shang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Recapping, while I get Richard Gage on the line, what I was talking about last hour with the military, the police being used by the foreign banks to take over the country, to enforce the takeover. It is not my opinion. It is all over the news. The Washington Post, CNN, CBS News, the Army Times, that under PDD 51, NORTHCOM has now made the United States a military jurisdiction of the executive, and that Congress isn't allowed to see the full text of PDD 51, and that governors serve at the pleasure of the president, and that they're abolishing the National Guard and making it a total integrated force under the president. Its main mission to suppress the American people under riots, civil insurrection. And we have board governors of the Federal Reserve and former ones telling Bloomberg, the New York Times, and others that they've been told that we are now under War Powers Act and that even the regional Federal Reserve banks aren't allowed to be brought into what's happening. Now, I don't completely believe that. I believe they have been threatened with it, as we know they have. But a lot of them know this is so criminal, they're claiming they're not involved. I mean, this is the chutzpah, just the outrageousness, the arrogance, the wanton bravado of what we're seeing just stuns the mind. And so the military, the police have been federalized, and they're publicly pointed at the states and pointed at the Congress, which is as powerful or more powerful than the president in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, the three branches of government. This is classical tyranny to have a president or a prime minister or Julius Caesar, the head of the Senate in Rome, to tell the Senate, I am over you and the military works for me. That's what they mean by he crossed the Rubicon. That is the river in the north over by Austria. And for 400 years before, it was illegal, high treason, to bring any of the legions past the Rubicon, to bring them south. And, of course, he crossed the Rubicon, and brought them into Rome. That's what this is. And so I want the military, the police, the FBI, you have crossed the Rubicon. You have engaged in high treason. I don't care if your commander-in-chief ordered you to do it. This is a tyrannical thing that's happening. 9 times out of 10, nations never recover from this. Mass looting then occurs, and mass looting is now occurring. Caesar, of course, robbed the rich Roman elite. He used that to pay off the military. It was very bad for, actually, the wealthy, as well as the main class, the middle class and the poor and the slaves and everybody else, the bondservants. I mean, this is not good for anybody but Caesar. But the globalists plan to be able to checkmate Caesar because they're international in scope. It's a global empire, so it's more like the Roman Empire having dictatorships over its possessions, and the United States is a possession. You have this international financial umbrella that isn't based in any one country, now saying they're going to issue government's T-bills, you'll buy government bills, government notes, government bonds directly from them, you'll pay your carbon taxes directly to them. This is open, complete, tyrannical, undemocratic, as the Financial Times of London said, but said it was good, that's good, effective management. As David Rockefeller said, you know, that we need to get rid of the auto-determination of democracies and sovereign nations and go to a world governed by the international banking elite. Said that back in the 70s on record. You can pull up the actual quote if you want. That's a paraphrase. And they're now doing it. And this has now happened. And so you can't live in that gray area anymore, people in government, bureaucrats, all of you. You can't say, oh, that's just made up. Oh, that's not happening. It's all happening. It's all out in the open. Hundreds of newspapers, but telling you it's good. People say, well, you're reading mainstream news. I thought we can't believe them. Well, they lie. They spin. They do things on certain issues. Like the media says, it's the law. You've got to take vaccines. There's no law. That's a lie. But more often than not, it's a spin. Or they, you know, they tell the truth, but say it's good. You know, they say something bad is good. Oh, it's good to have troops on the streets. Oh, it's good for the president to be a dictator. Oh, it's good. And see, the establishment's putting everything behind Obama. He's the new puppet, the new figurehead. They're bringing him in to throw it in everybody's face. Now, this constantly happens with our guests. It's not on our end most of the time. It's a time zone issue. Richard Gage, bottom, I bet you $1 million, thinks he's on next hour. But that's when we have Bob Chapman, so we'll have to move Richard Gage to another day, but that's okay because I want to open the phones up for the listeners specifically. Hey, guys, forget the Gage thing. Hey, Aaron, forget it. Forget it. I don't care if you've got him. I don't want to give the phone number out and then not do it. Did you get him? Yeah, just forget it. He gets a time zone issue. You've got to tell him over and over again, these guests, time zone, 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 because it's just an endless issue. Okay, no big deal. Set him up next week. Thank you. Okay. Now, Americans have overall been good people throughout their history on average, better than really any other nation if you study history. And look at the milk and honey. Look at the success it bred. But throughout history, corrupt elites come in and take over governments. And it's just been a corporate takeover. Our government's set up under agencies and a corporate model. The last 100 years, it's moved away from a true Republican form of government into this kind of robber baron ruled system. And they've been expanding their power, their monopolies ever since. And they're using the military and the police in the name of security to cement their gains, to cement the takeover, because they can't just come into the government and steal $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and then sail off into the sunset. No, 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 no. That's done to expand their power, to buy up the depressed stock market, to buy up all the assets while posing as saviors. And they know the public's going to get mad. They know the public's going to find out. They'll just burn a few scapegoats and then move forward into the new serf system. They say they want you poor. They say they want you bankrupt on record. This is how they want to manage you. They want to use food as a weapon. And so it is open tyranny, open despotism, the gauntlet thrown in everyone's face, and we have a decision to make. Are we going to go along with this? The American people, one World War II, we've gone on through a Great Depression, we were told we're the good guys, our government's good. The American people started trusting government, forgot the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It was taken out of schools. The foundations went into high gear to dumb the population down, to use their public relations, psychological warfare systems, to train everybody to think they were on an endless vacation and didn't need to be involved in society. And federalization was radically expanded across this country and other nations. And so the American people went to sleep. They disengaged. And in just one area, suddenly the milk went 90%. The formula was filled with deadly poison melamine. Suddenly there was mercury in the shots. And from 1 in 25,000 had autism to now 1 in 87, the latest numbers. And the cancer rates exploded. And they approved deadly GMO foods. You see, that's just one example of where we're not involved, horrible things happen. We're not informed, horrible things happen. What would happen if you owned, say, a business with 25 employees, and you said, I'm going away for 20 years, I'm going to put a manager in charge, and no one can review him, no one can look at him, no one can double-check what he's doing. He runs the bank account, he can do whatever he wants. Well, let's say he was a good manager, but he dies in 5 years, or he goes to a new job, some new guy gets in. That person's corrupt. Or a bad manager. Overnight, everything is stolen. The thing falls apart and breaks down. Now, imagine the national security state, 1947, set up by the companies that shipped in the heroin and cocaine, the legal pharmaceutical companies. Check out the founding of the CIA out of Yale, predominantly, running all these black ops. They're given unlimited secrecy, unlimited funding, unlimited power, license to kill. Basically, British intelligence already had a big foothold. This was a big issue in the news in the 20s, 30s, 40s. Basically takes over our government through the roundtable groups, the Council on Foreign Relations. They write news articles in England bragging about it in the newspaper that they now run the U.S., not the British people, the British elite, who know how to manage empires, who know how to covertly take over countries. They had their corporate takeover then, and now they've been expanding it ever since. They use us as an engine to take over the world, and now they're completely bankrupting us and blowing us out. They've had unlimited secrecy, power, and funding for 60 years. Since 1947, for 61 years. Now, what would happen with your children if you said, I'm going to leave my 10 and 11-year-olds, hypothetically, somebody out there, I'm going to leave for 6 months. Here's the money. Here's the credit cards. Have fun. Or teenagers, a 14 and 15-year-old. I'm leaving. Here's the keys to the car. Here's the bank account. I'm leaving. What would happen when you came home? these aren't children you left at home. This is powerful, ruthless, power-hungry men, and now it's their children and their grandchildren in control. And they've gotten away with millions of things, and so now they just said, well, we'll just bankrupt everything, take everything over, everybody will be destitute, we'll have all the currency, and then we'll become absolute kings and openly have the banks become world government in your face, and that's now happening. And we'll build FEMA camps and train the public, torture is good, and secret arrest is good, and we'll stage terror attacks if they try to remove us from power and blame it on them as a pretext to stomp on them. And we'll regulate their lives and tax them and shut down their farms and ranches, and we'll totally enslave them. And that's what's now happened. I want to hear from the military. I want to hear from police. I want to hear from citizens about what you've heard me talk about in the last few hours, how you think we counter it, where you think this is going. Your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. When we get back, websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Phones, if you're in the military, in the secret police, in the police, if you're four,
better.
Getting rid of posse comitatus, trips on the streets, secret arrest of U.S. citizens.
Do you feel the same?
Call in and let us know. If you are against it, let us know.
Will it make it?
I mean, have you heard me talk about this a decade ago, and now you see it all unfolding? What's your idea of a way to reach out to military and police and educate them about what's going on so they see the big picture so we can stop it? When you hear me hang up on a caller, that's your chance to call in because the phones are obviously loaded. And the number is 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to give each of these callers just a minute or two so we can get to everybody. Dave in Singapore, a first-time caller. By the way, in Singapore for over a decade, they've had cameras in the bathrooms, public bathrooms. If you drop a piece of litter, they put you in jail for a couple years. And it's the model of the New World Order. So Dave from New World Order Central, welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex, can you hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm on a Skype phone. Yeah, I got two things. I hope you give me a little bit of time to get to it. One is an idea I have for help fighting the New World Order. And the other is kind of about you, I guess. I just wanted to say, you know, I started waking up about a couple years ago just by studying 9/11 and realizing that that was, you know, what that was up. And then I started watching, see our change videos and stuff, and I like to watch them with my daughter and try to educate her kind of about what's going on, told her about, explain to her about 9/11 is a lie. And then I just started probably listening to your radio show about 6 months ago and got exposed to you. And you know, I just have to say, either if you're the real deal, you're like a hero. I mean, it's really unbelievable. If there's one thing I have learned with this waking up is that you can't take everything at face value, and most things are a lie. So I have tried studying you, and I've looked at a lot of the things out there, and I've seen, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there trying to debunk you, and and like 99% of it's either garbage, or it seems like it's some little personal thing that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not all COINTELPRO. It's not all government. A lot of it's just mass mental illness, but that's all part of the overall programming. Number one, proof is in the pudding. Sir, you can listen to shows I did 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Watch my films made 10, 11 years ago. Now everything I covered there is mainstream. If I tell you there's an executive order to give you a national ID card in 93, I show you the executive order and the document number. If I tell you $8.5 trillion's been stolen, I said before that they were going to steal. And we predicted $10 trillion. Now it looks like it's going to be even more. So, I mean, of course I'm for real, but regardless, everybody obsesses on me instead of obsessing on, well, you know what's true now. You've gone and researched. Now you're a leader. Go out and wake up others.
Let me ask you one thing. What did you think of Bill Cooper?
Well, Bill Cooper was an alcoholic, and I didn't ever try to attack him. He got mad because the network put me on at night, and he thought, and I'd really, really never heard his show because I didn't listen to a lot of shortwave. I was busy, but I'd seen his book, and it was all about flying saucers, so I didn't finish it. Somebody had given it to me at Access TV like in 96, and then he really started attacking me in 98 because he was an egomaniac, and, you know, talking about flying saucers in the ocean and aliens and all this stuff. And I've tried to never attack him, but people resurrected old tapes he edited of me and stuff. And I just feel sorry for Bill. And he really let him set him up and, you know, ran out there and you know, helped him kill him. And it's just a big distraction, sir. I don't talk about flying saucers and all that stuff, man. I'm sorry. And so, I mean, it's all like an ego thing, like it's two football teams and who's for who. I'm sorry for Bill. But anybody, I mean, he was a liar, though. You know, one time I had him on the radio, and he was cussing, and I delayed him once. Then I said, please don't cuss again. I delayed him again, and I said, okay, thank you. bye-bye. And then he went around saying he never cussed. The guy cussed on air. He cussed at everybody. He was yelling at the board op going, you effing little idiot. You know, I told you to call this number to effing have me on. And then he says that he didn't, you know, the guy's, he was a pathetic drunk. And I don't like attacking people, but if you really want to know, that's it. Is that your answer? You like that answer? Anything else, sir?
I believe you. I mean, I know you're putting out a lot of truth out there, and I'll tell you the best.
Look, man, some dead drunk, and I'd drink a few beers too, but the point is he would get falling down drunk, okay? And I was nice. He said the IRS was after him. He needed help. I call him up and I go, hey, this is Alex Jones. I'd like to interview you, get you some help with the IRS. And he goes, I've heard you, you little S-H-I-T. You don't know as much as I do. And I said, well, I'd like to have you on and help you out with the IRS. I mean, that's what I get for helping him, is him doing that. And then you call me 7 years after he's dead and ask me about him. It isn't about Bill Cooper. Okay? It's about Northcom, the New World Order. Get our heads screwed on straight. Deal with the issues. I ask callers to call in and talk about what we're going to do about what's coming down on us. Not a dead alcoholic crazy person.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Way up north, way up north.
You know what? I get sick of people asking me why I'm not dead. Because I'm a major figure, and if they kill me, it will only validate everything I've said. Because what I've been saying is scarily accurate, because I do my homework. The establishment doesn't want to do that. They do want to discredit me with national television hit pieces and hit pieces in newspapers. and everything else. But I am not here to get involved with all the egos and all the other people out there. And I don't like folks asking me about stuff like that because you'll get the truth from me. I'm tired of being Mr. Nice Guy. We don't have time for this. Bill Cooper's a very sad story. Okay? It's a very sad thing. And you know, that's all I can say. It isn't about me. I'm not in his story. I'm not part of his story, other than trying to help him and being treated horribly for it via egomania. That's all I do is bring other people on and try to uplift them and put out edifying information so people know what's happening. Now, I asked you callers about the New World Order and how we defeat it and what we do about NORTHCOM being activated against the people and the bank stealing $8.5 trillion. I mean, does anybody care about that? Does anybody want to address that? Let's say Alex Jones is the worst person in the world. They did steal $8.5 trillion. They won't say where it went. This is politically insane. If we get the word out on this, we may be able to bring him to justice. It just blows me away. I mean, am I for real? Well, do I have video of Marines training to take your guns? Do I put up an AP article about them trying to pay off the police chief of San Antonio, Delta Force, to take over with secret martial law preparation? And then do I go videotape the police chief in his office? Do I have the former head of Pakistani intelligence on to tell you that 9/11 is an inside job and you can make the decision whether he's telling you the truth or not? And that Mumbai was a staged event? You know, do we have governors on, and do we have congressmen on? Do we talk about issues and give you bill numbers? Yes, 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 yes. Do I spend time attacking other people and other hosts? No, no, no. Do I tell us to, folks, that's what COINTELPRO is about, is getting us all fighting with each other. I come on air and warn you how provocateurs will try to set you up. I come on and warn you about Patriot scams, but I don't name names. I just tell you to look out on our end and on their end. I try to edify with the knowledge and the things I've learned. I'm just an aggressive Texan who loves liberty and freedom and knows how to read a government document, and I'm here warning you. We don't have time anymore to sit around sucking our thumbs. We don't have time. 1 in 3 toys is toxic. Don't buy your children the toys. Don't drink fluoridated water. You know, it's not a law. You got to take the shots. Aspartame is killing people. We have doctors and scientists on all these issues as announcements. I'm like a lighthouse warning you about the rocks, or a buoy over rocks. And you're like, I don't know if that's, you know, a good buoy. Well, go over by the buoy and look under the water and see if you see a rock there. And you go over by the buoy and there's a big fat rock underneath it. And I've told you about a million rocks and there's rocks under every one of them. And it isn't that I care about being attacked. I expect that because I am hurting the New World Order with the good people spreading the word out there. We're working as one engine together. But we need everybody pulling and fighting and out there. It's the information. It's the information. It's the information. It's the information. That's what we need to be focused on. Is the information accurate? And the answer is, yes, it's accurate. It's hidden in plain view. I mean, did the Financial Times of London, run by the Bilderberg Group, we have the links to that, the head of it, did they announce that they have set up a world government, the banks are going to run it, and you're going to pay carbon taxes to them? Yes. Have they signed a transatlantic agreement between the North American Union and the European Union in the Rose Garden? Is it an endgame? Yes. What are we going to do? Did Judicial Watch sue and get the documents on the North American Union, and did it say they're setting it up? Yes. Did they say they're going to have carbon taxes? Yes. Did they say they're going to use troops on the streets and foreign troops? Yes. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about it? But see, people are trained to be lazy. And psychologically, they obsess on the messenger instead of, oh my God, he's got posted the NORTHCOM documents, the Posse Comitatus takeover documents. He's got all these experts on. He's giving you the facts. Instead of going and working on that and then warning others, it's all about Alex Jones. Oh. All right, I'm going to try to go to your calls as quick as possible because I want to get to a lot of people here. Kyle in Iowa, go ahead.
Hello. Well, I had one point I wanted to make, and this is actually to the intelligence people out there and everything. When the New World Order gets its global governance instituted, if it does, and they don't have the middle class to fight anymore, they don't have anyone else to fight anymore, they're going to look inward because the guys at the top are going to be like, okay, who wants to usurp my power now? So the people that are part of this are slitting their own throats.
And that always happens in history, absolutely,
always.
And they never listen.
Yeah, exactly. And also, as far as another solution, I tried uploading it to Google, but it was giving me problems. But I actually took your Endgame 1.5 and the interview with Lindsay Williams and mix-mashed them together and put dates on it. I'm still trying to get it uploaded on Google.
Good. You're taking
Google
action.
Video.
You're taking action.
And I also put up a Obama video that's about 2 hours long. And that is on Google Video. I actually had to mask my IP address for that because apparently they're blocking out my IP address because of the other videos I put up. So
absolutely.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to stop me from putting videos up there. It doesn't matter what they do. I'll always find a way around it. So keep trying, guys. But, I just want to make that point because these people who serve the system are going to get fed on because, just like I said before, when they don't have anyone else to look at, the guys at the top are going to be like, who's going to want to take my power from me now? And since the people that serve them are just like them, they're going to be like, oh, wow, they're a vulture. They're going to want to take my power from me. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to turn around, kill half of them. So either out of fear or because they want to set an example, and it's not going to ever stop. It'll just go back to the way it was before, where every 3 or 4 months, all of a sudden, you got a new leader because the old one got killed by a clique of guys on the inside that wanted to kill them off.
And then everything falls apart like every other third world nation. Exactly. This is bad for 99.9% of us. I appreciate your call. Great call. Great points. Good to hear from you, Kyle. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air worldwide.
Morning, Alex. How you doing?
I'm pretty fired up.
Pretty doggone up to this point in time after 12, 15 years of putting your heart and soul into this, and you're relying on everyone else to actually make the information work, what you've worked so hard to put out there. Alex, I called today that in the light of, I mentioned to you before, you may remember, but just the word publicity, that hasn't entered into the arsenal of truth to supercharge it, to actually get the facts into the mass media in this country, which is doing everything they can to cover up every bit of information which you've exposed by...
Well, not just me. It's all of us together. But I have no power but through you guys. You have no power but through each other, all of us together. Here's an example. Every time on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, they show what Kashkari, what Paulson, what Bernanke have to say, what the Democrats, Republicans have to say, if they're pushing the banker takeover, of how they're, but every time it cuts to the congressmen who are saying, you're criminals, you stole the money, you're liars, it's going on, they cut away.
Mm-hmm.
But C-SPAN has it. So I'll flip over, and there it is. That's how they're doing it, right there.
Right. They don't want to even show to the public any kind of fight against what is being done right in plain
sight. Yeah, they don't want people to know there's a fight against it. They want us all broken up and unaware this is happening. I mean, there are so many examples of this, but that's why the alternative media is exploding and has to grow even faster. Because they're rushing to shut down the web. They're already doing it piece by piece, incrementally. Yeah. We have all got to use it now to educate everybody now.
Right, Alex. The time frame is so doggone short. They are gone at such blitzkrieg speed here that it seems that the thing that would work the very best may actually at this time, because of the surrounding energies that are happening out of all of the fear and intimidation which they've generated within people over the years, is to a large degree hampered people, even when they do have the information, from stepping out.
Yeah, they make excuses. Subconsciously, it's scary to fight this, so they just say, I choose to say he's a bad guy. It's not true. Everything I'm saying is on record. It's all out. Look, 10 years ago it was on record. They were going to set up Northcom and put troops on the streets because they were going to economically implode us. It was in last year's British Ministry of Defense report. They're admitting what they're doing.
That's right.
It isn't about me.
No, absolutely not. It's about all of the information, what you've made available, which is the stake that can kill the vampire. But the thing is how does that information get transformed into actual causing them to slow down?
Well, people are looking for silver bullets. We're going to kill the New World Order by a billion cuts. It's going before your city council. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me just give you a solution right now. You probably had 10 guests on this week about solutions and ideas. It's millions of little solutions, hundreds of big solutions, you know, thousands of medium-sized solutions. Right after the Patriot Act passed, I read it. I did an analysis, something lawyers wouldn't do. I read it. I checked the U.S. code. I wrote a plan of how to fight it, and I laid out what it did, and a bunch of law firms and universities went and looked it up, and I got a big award from Project Censored, and they found it was all true what I said, only because I spent a day in a two-day period reading the whole thing and writing up the Patriot Act, and then Patriot Act 2 destroys remaining liberties piece. And I said, we need counties, cities, and states to declare that they are still constitution zones. People said, well, it's a federal issue. No, the states and counties can announce that their people are going to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And then other groups picked up the idea, codified it in 800-plus cities, seven states, throughout the Patriot Act. It's a moral, political issue of saying, we rebuke you, we stand up to you, you know, tacking the letter to the, you know, to the church door, kind of like Martin Luther, but in a political fashion, and throwing down the gauntlet and saying, you are tyrants, you are tyrannous. But that takes you carrying the ball. Now, I went to Fredericksburg, Texas. I went to other towns. I went to Austin. And in Austin, we passed a resolution saying the Bill of Rights still is in effect and we won't take federal troops here and we're not going to live under martial law. Okay? So you do similar things, but I can't do it all. You've got the minds. You've got the intelligence. You pick an issue. You go in there. Go speak before your city council. Have the Washington Post hold it up and say, they say they're getting rid of the National Guard, federalizing it, putting troops on the streets for the American people. You can laugh, mayor, if you want. This is serious. This is tyranny. We don't want to be a third world country. That'll be seen on the local access TV. It'll be seen on the county TV. People hear about it. You go back every week and you do it. You wear a suit and tie. You bring others. You invite others. You know, there's again, let's say there's a lot of retired talk show hosts. Go get a radio show again. If you have to, pay for it on the weekend. Get sponsors so it pays for itself. Do it! Every time I say this, people call me, well, how do I do that? Do it! It isn't hard. Go figure it out. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. There is no headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns, ladies and gentlemen. Jim in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I'm fighting tooth and nail, fist and fang, hook and claw, and blood and bone against these people, and I've been doing it for 53 years. Every week, I take time off work to go to the commissioner's court in Williamson County and address them personally.
This is Jim Dillon, and you have done a lot of good, Jim.
Well, listen, Alex, the troops are on the streets in Austin, Texas today, right here in front of me, right in front of Toys R Us, the United States Marine Corps, in full battle gear with armored, 50 caliber equipped Humvees, right in the middle of the parking lot in front of Toys R Us.
And this is all part of, first the sports stadiums, Kentucky. Yeah, I want to talk to him.
All right, I got five or six in battle dress uniform with their Kevlar vests and helmets and everything else on, and I got some in, I got a guy in dress uniform, and allegedly they're collecting toys for the kids, but I asked them why they need the heavy equipment. And
again, it's all part of condition. That's why they have the police do it, the Marines do it. It's all, and they're in the schools now, basically forced recruiting, threatening the kids, telling them it's the law.
Well, they admitted it was for intimidation. But here's the United States Marine Corps Sergeant, Alex. You can ask him about the toy drive in front of Toys R Us. Here he is.
Okay, Sergeant, what's your name?
Hey, Alex. How you doing, Alex?
Good, Sergeant. What's your name?
Jacob Coronado.
You don't know who I am, do you?
Yeah, I do. I got a couple other Marines here that want to talk to you. Here, hold on.
How you doing, sir? We're up here at Toys R Us collecting toys for Toys for Tots.
Now, but you see, you guys are good guys, but you're being used by the New World Order to acclimate the public to seeing. I mean, I'm sure you've heard they're going to use the army on the streets of America. What do you think of that?
I'm collecting toys for needy children here in the Austin area. That's what I think.
No, I know it's funny. Did you hear about how Northcom's going to, quote, help at car wrecks? That's also part of the PR to condition the public to... Let me ask you this. Listen, Sergeant.
Yes,
Sergeant, it's great that you're collecting toys for the children. What they really need is their Bill of Rights and Constitution. You support the Bill of Rights and Constitution, right?
Absolutely. I also support our collection of toys so we can put smiles on children's faces across Austin this Christmas.
What they need is to not be injected with a mercury shot and get autism. But let me expand something, Sergeant Coronado, right?
Great. Well, thank you very much, though, and hopefully you can come by and support us and drop off some toys.
Well, Sergeant, Sergeant. Tell us your location, Sergeant.
Thank you. Alex, he didn't want to talk to you much longer.
Well, no, I wanted to ask him. I know he's heard they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. Will he support troops for combat on the streets of America? But see, Jim, you've heard me say they're doing this for PR. They admit it. Northcom says they're going to have the jaws of life, and the Army and the Marines are going to bust open cars. See how that's for propaganda purposes?
Yeah, they're defending us from our own devices, and they're going to save us. They're even having pictures with the little kids and on top of their Humvees here with the swivel mounted 50 cal.
My last year at Anderson High School, it was 1992. We had a principal who was a retired Army colonel. He announced on the PA system, on the last day, "Enjoy yourselves. You're now part of the New World Order." And they had Army helicopters land. And everybody went out and they said, join the military. So, yes, it's all part of getting them, just like they do in third world countries. They're acclimating us to their presence, Jim. What else are they doing?
Well, it's a recruitment effort, really, but they're under the guise of collecting toys for kids.
Yeah, it's brainwashing.
And made toys full of lead and melamine and so on. But it's right in the middle of the street, right between Best Buy and Toys R Us. When I rounded the corner, I thought I was in Iraq.
Okay, which Toys R Us is this, Jim? I'm going to send a camera. Aaron, don't leave.
It's 183 and 620 Lakeline Mall.
Okay, I've got to go do the live TV show in an hour and a half, so I can't go. But I'm going to send Aaron out there, or maybe somebody else from the office. They're all getting ready for the live show. I'm going to stay there, Jim. I want to hear more about this.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
Let me explain what's happening. There's government documents on this. We've covered them, but now they admit it.
Down and you're only getting mugged.
They say they're going to use the Army, the Marines, and foreign troops. Toronto Star, other publications, admit that.
I live back
in the United States, but they say they've got to acclimate the public. So college football games, we have photos and video. In my film, Martial Law, in 2003, 2004,
got a shotgun, a rifle, and a
with the regular Army and National Guard and then a Civil Defense Force out at college football games searching little children's bags, and in downtown major cities searching children all over the country. It's an acclimation. Now in the public schools, they bring them toys. They're there brainwashing them. Oh, it's all toys for children. What they need is their Bill of Rights and Constitution. And then now the Army is going to have troops in every city that, quote, help at car wrecks, as if the fire department and police couldn't. And that's for PR, with lots of news stories. The Army's here. They brought toys. The Army's here. They were at the parade helping children. The Army's here running a checkpoint arresting terrorists. The Army's here helping with the jaws of life at a car wreck. They're using Army helicopters to fly the person hurt in the car wreck out. Jim Dillon, so what were you doing up in North Austin when you ran across the Marines?
Well, Alex, I was taking a shortcut to my job, and I cut through the mall here at 620 and 183, and now they've got three security officers from the mall on me, now the lights on. They're going to try to tow my vehicle and everything, but I'm sure I can handle that.
Telling you in America that you aren't allowed, they're operating as if it's a public place in the parking lot, that you're not allowed to be out there with the Marines with the children.
Right. I guess I intimidated the United States Marine Corps, Alex, by asking him why the heavy artillery if they're just collecting toys for kids. They're trying to acclimate the children and condition them to accept killing and warfare as a natural part of life in America.
And the troops bring you toys.
Well, they have those nice uniforms and everything, and that commands a certain amount of respect.
That's exactly how in third world countries the force multipliers take control of the local groups.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're not fooled by toys being used.
What are these security people doing to you, Dillon?
Well, they've got me surrounded now. They've got their lights on. I'm actually circling the parking lot now. I went ahead and jumped in the car because it was a little more quiet. They've got a radio station, a big party set up with the Marine Corps and all the camouflaged equipment.
So they're behaving. Well, you know, Mitt Romney owns Toys R Us.
Oh, boy. Well, he's a moron, or is it Mormon?
Dillon, what you need to do is, let's not bash people now, Dillon. Dillon, what I want you to do is get out of there and then come back and park somewhere else. That way you evade them. And then, my gosh, I'm going to have to tell them to park away from it here in the supposed free country. Because everything's a corporate state now, just to get up and get the video and ask questions. So the Marines, I guess after We Dare talk to them, called security. Did you see that?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Oh, in the free country.
But that's been lurking in the area, asking probing questions for the last couple hours while you had me on hold anyway, so they knew what was up.
Well, we opened the phones up 45 minutes ago. Dillon, you should have told John Harmon what was going on. You know, we don't screen phone calls, so we didn't know. You have to tell us these things.
Well, he just asked name and what state I was from, so that's what I gave him.
I know, but if you should have volunteered. Because we don't screen calls, we don't know. Should have volunteered the information. Dylan.
I am a volunteer, Alex. I'm a Minuteman.
I understand that, Dylan. You need to get in your leave the area to throw them off and then come back in the supposed free country with the Marines tracking you, with the security guards, and then continue to observe the situation and call back in. I'm going to give you the back line right now. Okay, Dylan? And I've got the cavalry on the way. And it'll be Aaron and Derek are on their way to videotape. How dare us?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Reports from tainted vaccines to martial law can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John? Live, I'm dispatching Aaron and Derek in the supposed free country. Toys R Us parking lot in North Austin. I think other people should show up there right now peacefully with their video cameras and get out and videotape the Marines telling security to kick American citizens out because they dare be there asking questions. You heard the Marine officer knew who I was. This is incredible. I can be in England, Canada, L.A. I can be in Costa Rican people walk up all over the place. That's how big an effect we're having on waking people up. I know my videos are also distributed to the Marine Corps and the Army. And again, I'm sure these guys aren't bad guys, but see, I'm just getting toys for the kids, as if that sergeant doesn't know what this is really all about, acclimating. If he doesn't, he needs to think again. And they're at the sports stadiums checking, searching people all over the country. It's getting you ready for martial law, as they've now publicly announced. Congress has been threatened with martial law. They don't go along with the bankers. We now have Fed governors coming out and saying the central Fed has declared War Powers Act. That's Bloomberg, AP, and others. You cannot make this type of stuff up. And so this is what I'm asking listeners. All over Austin, go to the Toys R Us, you know, in between Mopac and 183, that big island of stores. Park all over different areas. Walk in with your video cameras, your iPhones. You can go in the store, buy something if you want, to come back out, to get them from the inside out when you come in. Don't immediately walk right up. Some of you immediately walk up, do different things. Now, go. Because the issue wouldn't just be them handing out the toys. Now it's the police state of how dare you in America show the Marines handing out the toys. What they need is their Bill of Rights and their Constitution and their future. That's what our children need. Bob Chapman, former military intelligence, the largest silver and gold broker in the world at a time, and the largest financial newsletter in the world at a time, then retired and came back. Bob Chapman, what do you think of what you're hearing right now?
I think it's dreadful, but it's not surprising. And, of course, just like law enforcement, military is in the middle. And, of course, that's where Washington wants them. This just adds to the chaos.
Well, the good news is if 20 people show up with cameras, they're not going to be able to stop them all. It's a freak. And I guarantee you there's going to be other news there. They're operating and behaving as if this is open to the public. And so they have no reason to stop people videotaping what's going on. This is outrageous.
Well, as you said, it's the beginning of martial law in the police state.
Yeah, they point cameras at us everywhere, but we can't have our cameras.
Yeah, that's interesting. Very, very interesting.
Well, you know, Blue Santa and all this sounds great, but how about the cops stop helping kidnap people's kids without due process? How about we do that for our families instead of, you know, this is all for public relations. They admit they're in the schools all over the military, threatening kids with jail if they don't sign up, saying it's the law, they've got to sign the papers. That's been all over the news. We know what's going on. Can you believe the Marines know who I am?
I can. And one of the interesting things about what I do is a program that I'm on that caters to active and retired Marines and other military people as well as State Department people. And you would be surprised what they call in and tell me on the program. Or a lot of it comes in instant messages as well, but we get information coming in from Russia and Spain and Venezuela and Thailand, and it's really an unusual program.
Bob, we're going to take calls on finances and the police state this hour. Everybody's hold. We're getting to you. Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones, jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.net, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. You have found it. The front lines of the info war, the defense of the republic. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We are launching our info probes in North Austin.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dylan, Jim Dillon is always been accurate when he calls in. Says that it's the Toys R Us, or maybe means Babies R Us, at 620 and 183 by Best Buy. If folks want to go out there and, ooh, we're so radical, videotape Marines engaging in their psyop with the children. The bigger issue here is that they're trying to run him off, saying it's not a free country. They have radio stations out there. They propagandize. They act like it's open to the public. But then you've heard all the stories about inside shopping malls, them arresting the one time a city head lawyer because he was wearing a Peace on Earth shirt and they thought it was anti-war. And they said, take your shirt off right now. And he said, I can't. It's my shirt. So they arrested him. So, you know, they tell you to leave, go, but just inform people. And if 20, 30 people show up, there's nothing they can do. That'll be more than they can handle. And again, the establishment acts like free speech and activism is so evil. It's, oh my gosh, they want a video to have the Marines. No, not that. But we'll give you reports on this as it unfolds. And I'll have more when I go live today from 4 to 5 p.m. with a special test broadcast on this Friday. Only at PrisonPlanet.tv and the InfoWars.com audio streams today. And starting Monday, it'll be the regular showtime. We didn't do the test today. We are doing it today. If the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, as they say. Going back to, and then we're going to open the phones up in the next segment on any issue with Bob Chapman. Bob, I got to talk to you about this. Bloomberg, as you know, 7 weeks ago, asked to hear about, to know where the first $2 trillion of the now $8.5 trillion so far that we know of being stolen by the foreign banks in the banker takeover. They asked to see that. They said no. So 5 weeks ago, they sued them. Yesterday, last night, they said no. The federal government said you can't know where the money went, though they advertise it as all being public. Okay, that A. B, Congress isn't even allowed to know. And then C, as you know, I'm sure it was in the New York Times yesterday, what we said they would do, the Federal Reserve private offshore bank is now saying they're going to issue their own government-style T-bills and cut out the Treasury entirely, literally becoming the government. So this is private corporations taking over the government. It's a corporate takeover, and that we will pay our carbon taxes to them. So please address those issues.
Well, first of all, the effort by Bloomberg speaks for itself. The government absolutely refuses to answer. And so, in other words, there is no law. The law is only what they say it is. And so, as they go along, they change the laws. And I don't know what Bloomberg or anybody else is going to do next if they won't give the information out. I mean, where do you go to demand that they get it? I don't know what their next legal avenue is. But it's very atypical of what we've been talking about for years on this program, and that is there's two sets of rules, one for them and one for us. And before I get into the Fed, I'd like to mention today that we have another scandal on Wall Street. We find that Bernard Madoff, who was a former chairman of the NASDAQ and has been in the brokerage business for some 40 or more years, I guess almost 50 years, he was running a Ponzi scheme. This man's very well known. And it looks like $50 billion is gone astray. He was paying off the the old investors that they promise returns on with new investors' money, which qualifies it as a Ponzi scheme. And, you know, he's been doing this for years, and he said that. And, you know, you wonder, where is the SEC while all this is going on? Then we have Robert Rubin, former Secretary of the Treasury under Bill Clinton, who was involved in and was a leading light in the Citigroup scandal and another Ponzi-type scheme, which was involved in collateralized debt obligations, which Citigroup and others made deals with the rating services, giving them AAA ratings, and of course, AAA ratings were not AAA ratings, they were BBB, which is the difference between a 10 being the highest AAA and the other BBB being a 4 or 3. And then this is how all this happened. And one of the interesting things here is, first of all, I think Madoff is going to end up going to jail. But I don't think that that Rubin will. But this is so typical of what goes on Wall Street and has for a long, long time. And, you know, I don't know the exact answer other than having an SEC that is run by perhaps private interests and paid by the government. I don't know what the answer is, but whatever Wall Street has been doing, and this is not new, it's been going on for many, many years, the regulation is not working. And I had to put that in there because it's part of this syndrome. And then we have, as you said, the Fed wanting to issue bonds and usurping the U.S. Treasury is essentially what they're doing. And, of course, there won't be any collateralization because they just have the ability to create money out of thin air. And so they are taking over the reins of power along with corporate America and Wall Street and banking. And we have a total fascist, corporatist government.
Now, Bob, here's a $64 million question. Why are they going for broke like this? I mean, there's never been financial crimes that I know of. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Ever in modern history of anything near this, open stealing of $8.5 trillion, saying they won't say where it went, open Ponzi schemes by Citibank and everybody else, openly Federal Reserve saying you'll pay taxes to us, you'll buy T-bonds from us. I mean, this is even blowing me away.
Well, there is no precedent for it because it's right out in the open, and they're saying we run everything, we control the courts. We get the decisions we want. If we do something on Wall Street that's wrong, we neither admit nor deny, and we pay a fine and go on doing the same thing that we did before, which is lying, cheating, stealing, and corruption.
And now they're in control of the military, just like with the Wall Street coup they tried in the 30s with Hitler, which is McCormick-Dickstein Committee in the 50s exposed. I mean, where does it go from here now? I mean, they're openly... And again, dealing with this Toys R Us thing at the mall, dealing with this, folks, the Army says, and the Marines for that matter, as part of PR, they're doing this. This is only to acclimate us to troops. This is not our opinion. You know, I mean, out with jaws of life at auto accidents now, the military. I mean, I guess they really think they're going to be able to acclimate the dumb public, use the troops against us, bankrupt everything. I mean, I guess they really think they're going to win. I don't know how they're going to win, Bob. I mean, this is going to outrage people.
Well, I think you're right. And that sort of thing has been resurrected in other countries. You're seeing that through Central and South America and Mexico now. And, of course, the excuse in Mexico is the drug shootouts between the gangs of bandits that get involved in those kind of things. And you know, every major city in the country, and even smaller ones, they've got trucks and trucks full of troops in full, you know, combat gear with either M16s or FNFALs.
And now they're registering, right? You've got to get fingerprints to have a cell phone, just total control.
unbelievable. And I, you know, they're going to push the people so far, and they're going to snap. And what will make that happen is the declining economy. And this sort of thing that you're citing here will go on for the next 2 or 3 years, and finally the economy will become totally unglued, and there'll be one-third of the population will be out of work, and lots more people will have lost their homes and their vehicles.
And that's why the bankers are all buying houses overseas with no extradition in Dubai and other places, also in South America, Paraguay. They're all leaving because I guess they've robbed us blind, and it's bye-bye, and they just leave us with a bunch of paramilitary idiots.
That's right. Absolutely. And that is where it's headed. And they are moving offshore, so to speak, to those places that the U.S. doesn't or can't extradite.
Well, let me ask you this. If they've stolen $8.5 trillion as of last week, new numbers aren't out. $8.5 trillion stolen, according to Associated Press, San Francisco Chronicle, and Congress. $8.5 trillion. We'd said $10 trillion over the next year, and we're only 7 weeks in. They've almost stole that. How much can they steal? Or I guess they'll just steal all of it and then devalue it, or what are they doing?
Well, first of all, the amount of money that they can steal is incumbent upon how long they can keep the hyperinflationary system going. And that remains to be seen. I mean, you've had Paul Craig Roberts on, and he and I both think it would be another 2 or 3 years. And when we discussed that perhaps two, 3 months ago, you thought it would happen more quickly. These people have a lot of control, and so you have to wait for the system to break down, and it will happen over the next 2 to 3 years. So I think we're that far away from it, and that's what they're preparing for. And so that's where I think in the time frame where it's going.
Bob, I want to open the phones up about the military, the police state, where it's all going. But when we come back, well, after we take some calls, I do want to get a bigger description from you of what it means to have the Federal Reserve announce it's going to issue T-bills. It's going to issue government bonds, but it's going to be private and secret. I mean, that's just, there's just no end to it. So we'll talk about that later as well with Bob Chapman. The internationalforecaster.com is his website. Check it out. Get a free trial subscription there on the site. We'll be right back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516.
We're going to go to your calls right now, and then we're going to get more into what it means to have, without even the Congress or the Treasury involved, have the Federal Reserve issuing bonds, the equivalent to U.S. bonds, but then the American people's tax money, I guess, will be paid out, or how is that going to work? And then they get all the profit. I mean, this is just insane. So we'll be dealing with that, talking about that with Bob Chapman and where he sees all this going. John in Texas, we got Paul in Germany, many others, but John in Texas is at the shopping mall. It's outside Lakeline Mall between the Toys R Us. It's in North Austin and the Best Buy there with the Marines out doing psyops on the children. Of course, the Marines don't even know that. They don't read their own NORTHCOM directives. Their commanders do, though. And again, that address is at 183 and 620 Lakeline Mall. You can't miss it. John, you're out there. What are you witnessing?
Well, there's two Humvees, and one of them sporting, it looks like, an M60 on top, and then the other one looks like a heavier caliber. They're out there on, like, you know, full battle gear, except for the helmet. They have bulletproof vests on. And
now, in the past, there were laws against regular military driving around with their weapons in plain view. I think that law is still there.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, military vehicles before from time to time, but never sporting, you know, their weaponry.
What are they doing to Jim Dillon? Do you see them surrounding somebody?
Not from where I'm sitting. There's some landscapers running around. They're kind of gathered around one of the Humvees.
Has anybody come over and harassed you yet?
No, I'm kind of stashed away. I'm not close by where I would, you know, stand out. So.
Have other folks shown up out there yet?
I thought there was a few of them. They've gone. There's a radio station that's next door to them. They have set up a little camper.
Yeah, what you do is you just nonchalantly go over to the radio station, the Marines. It's a free country. And say, hey, you know, we're here with, you know, Alex Jones at Infowars.com, local radio. Everybody knows who I am. We're here to cover this, and it's a free country. Then if they say leave the mall parking lot, and they act like it's a public place and invite everybody, but it really isn't, then just go. But keep watching things for us, John, and go over there where my guys get there in about 30 minutes, because we're about 30 minutes away from you in North Austin.
Are they actually going to be at the site?
Oh, yeah, they're going to walk up and talk to them.
Okay, then I'll be over there.
But I want other witnesses tracking everything that's happening and going on as well. We just want to ask the Marines, hey, shouldn't we give these children their Bill of Rights, their Constitution? You know, is this for acclimating the public? So just
right.
giving them some Chinese slave toys? Shouldn't we, you know, and then say, do you support the Bill of Rights Constitution? Why are you here in battle gear? Why do you have weapons out? You're not supposed to do that. And then, you know, they'll say, leave, and you leave. Just absolutely pathetic. Okay.
I'm on my way. There's a couple of guys over there now that are in, you know, regular clothes, so I'm going to go check it out.
All right, thank you. Bob Chapman, what do you think of that?
I think it's terrible. But it's to what's to be expected. And as you say, the commanders know, but the Marines in the field, so to speak, don't. And, you know, they're just told to go there and do what they're supposed to do, and if they don't, they get a problem. And from the looks of it, it's not an a lawful act, with the exception of their weaponry. And I guess somebody who knows more about it than we will sort that out in time.
Well, I don't have the law in front of me, but I know that they don't even, you know, for like regular duty, allow the National Guard to run around with guns. So this is bizarre.
Are they carrying small arms?
I need to ask the guys that, but it sounds like they are. But I do know that Dylan said they called the security guards on him. So how dare Dylan walk over and say, this is Alex Jones on the phone. Oh, in America, the Marines, we have to call security. You know, the same thing happened in Hebron, Maryland in 1998. It's in Police State 2000. The Marines walk over, call the cops over, and have the cops, and the Marines have guns with them. And they say, turn your camera off, and the cops put the guy in handcuffs and go through his stuff. So, again, you don't videotape the Marines taking over Hebron, Maryland in America. You don't videotape them. What do you think this is, America? You think you have freedom, slave? Bob, when we come back in the long segment before we go to more calls, let's get into specifically this Federal Reserve issue. Start talking about that now, issuing their own bonds.
Well, I think the most important thing is that they had about $850 billion in assets, if I'm not mistaken, and they were in the form of treasuries. And they have loaned those out to institutions, bankers and Wall Street. And they received in return for them securities, as far as we know, at face value, much of which, perhaps half or more, was worth 25 cents on the dollar and not face value.
All right, explain it when we get back. Here we go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Hi, this is Steve Shen.
Texas, Adam, Canada, and others. But finishing up, Bob Chapman, with what you were saying, the Federal Reserve has all these assets they've grabbed unto themselves. Why are they now saying, the news was saying it may mean a devaluation of the dollar and a default in the Treasury. That's what the news was saying. What is this really about?
Well, to go on, the collateralization that the Fed now has is they lent out assumably some $800 billion worth of treasuries that they were holding, and they received things back which were worth 25% of that by 50%, and so they've had a diminution of their $800 billion down to perhaps $450 billion. Now, we don't know how much or how many bonds that they're going to issue. It could be in the trillions of dollars. And so what the Fed is doing is, without the consent of Congress or request of cooperation of the Treasury Department, is becoming the Treasury Department, or one step above it, if you may. And it, I was going to get to this devaluation situation, which you just mentioned. And they may be implying here that they want the Fed to do the issuance from here on out, because they're afraid they were going to have to officially devalue the dollar. Now, the dollar has been depreciated or devaluated on a national competitive basis for some time. Over the last four or five months, there's been a dollar rally. That rally seems to be over now. And if, in fact, that rally is over, then the dollar is going to go back down to where it was before. On the USDX, which is an index that they have, six other major currencies versus the dollar. And that has gone from 71.16 up to about 88. Now it's headed back down again. And if it gets back down to 71 again, it will have been depreciated or devalued naturally. But I think they've got up their sleeve here is that the dollar is going to drop more over the next 2 to 3 years. And I think that what they're doing is they're preparing for a devaluation. And where would that happen? Probably on the USDX around 40 or 50. And again, it's about 84 right now. And so once they get down there, they would probably say, well, we're going to give you one new one for 10 old ones, dollars, that is. Or we're going to have a new unit. It's going to be called something else.
And the Fed bonds will be the new global standard. That's what they're announcing, is you'll buy your green credits, you'll pay your taxes directly to them.
That's right.
Well, you already, on your taxes, already write it to the Federal Reserve.
That's right.
So this is just them openly ruling everything.
That's right. And, you know, the public doesn't understand it. And I got to stress this. There are people with master's degrees in business and economics that don't know what we're talking about. This is an arcane area. This is not something that's regularly taught in economics 1 and 2 or 101 and 102.
But it seems pretty simple. The bankers implode us by design. They claim it's a bailout. It's really a total empowerment for no transparency. They take over and openly become the government. That's what the Financial Times of London's saying.
And it's corporatist fascism. That's exactly what it is.
Unbelievable.
And the trial run was the 1930s in Italy and in Germany.
All right, let's take some calls. Paul in Germany. You're on the air, Paul. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I am a sergeant in the Army stationed in Germany, and I was just calling to let you know that you are definitely reaching people in the military. I ran into your videos about a year ago, and I've been listening to the show ever since, quietly kind of minding my business, but I'm real close to getting out of the Army now, and I feel able to risk it to come out and, you know, talk to you on your radio show, but for a long time I thought about just cutting my losses and getting out, but if I do that, I get a dishonorable discharge, and it kind of, you know, heel clips me, and I can't really get a job or do anything.
Yeah, we don't.
So.
I mean, it's sad that the good people are leaving, so, you know, so that's your decision, but we understand. Specifically, though, you say other folks are waking up in the military?
Yeah, I have guys that I've deployed with that I went to Iraq who I trust and I know were just as blind as I was by the whole thing, and I've passed your videos around to them, and we've kept in touch and talked a little bit here and a little bit there. If I was an officer, Alex, if I could stay in for 20-plus years and get up there into the higher ranks and actually make real change, I would, but I'm just an enlisted. I'm just a sergeant. I'm a grunt on the bottom of the totem pole. All asking questions is going to do.
No, I understand, but I mean, separate from people you've woken up, are they talking about the military announcing abolishing the National Guard, totally federalizing it, using the Army for civil insurrection on the streets of America? I mean, is there a buzz going on that?
As far as I know, Alex, not here in Germany. I haven't heard anything, haven't read anything, but like I said, I'm in Germany. I don't think they'd activate us from Germany to send us to the States. They're going to do it all with stateside.
Well, they're sending Iraq troops to the U.S. 3rd Brigade Army. So, I would just, if you're allowed to give people the Washington Post, I'd say, hey, Washington Post says they're going to use troops against the American people. I mean, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I can tell you for one that if they did arm me and deploy me to the streets, I'd set my weapon down and just say I'm not doing this.
Well, that's a catch-22. In a way, it's good because we know they've done questionnaires and upwards of 80% have said no. But then that only leaves the bad guys, and then they recruit more bad guys. Bob Chapman?
We'll take care of the bad guys, and you can help us.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just I'm totally against killing Americans, whether they're the bad guys or the good guys. They're all Americans, and as far as I'm concerned, and the ones that you would describe as the bad guys are the ones that are not like me and don't know the truth. They just know what they're being fed, and I couldn't shoot one of them.
Yeah, it's bad. Well, the bankers are engineering it all, and it's good to have you on board. How did you first find my videos, Paul?
I found your videos totally and randomly by accident. I was on YouTube, and I saw the very first edition of Loose Change. And I clicked on it, and I watched it, and I was like, okay, what's all this about? And that led me into other 9/11 videos and Pentagon videos, and then I saw your name. You know, if you want more info, check out this link. Found InfoWar, started watching the videos, started doing all that, and I've been on for about a year now.
Well, God bless you. Keep spreading the word as much as you can, Paul. Thank you. Because if we were able to spread the word to the police and military, this isn't going to happen. Let's talk to Joe in Arizona. You're on the air with Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com.
Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, Alex. I just want to say me and my friends here and my whole family listen to your show. It's very informative, and we do appreciate the work you're doing. You are reaching people. I just want to let you know when you get down, just keep your head up. Because there is people out there who are listening, and we're finding out, we're figuring it out. I just want to let you know that. And I have some other info. I posted on your forum. I just subscribed to Prison Planet TV a week ago just to help you support the info war.
Thank
that's
you.
What it actually is. It's an info war. What people don't understand about that, it's truth war, you could say, because they're not going to tell you the truth. You have to figure out the truth. And that's what it is. It's a war of information. It's a war of knowledge.
Absolutely.
They have the knowledge.
Well, let me just say this. I don't get down myself. I just get upset by seeing evil winning, and I know that it's doing it because good people don't know. And it's just so crazy to watch foreign banks steal $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks. I mean, what's coming next, Bob?
More money. And you talked about that early. You know, about 3 months ago, I projected $10 trillion plus when people were projecting $10 and $20 billion. And now they've caught up with me, and, you know, this could go anywhere. We could be talking 20, 30 trillion. They're not going to stop because there's no way out. There's no solution. And they're going to buy time as long as they can.
Anything else, Joe?
Yes. Let me explain what's actually going on here in southern Arizona. I posted on your website a massive enemy movement. And the reason I say that is because it's not just U.S. forces, they're moving around here. It's NATO forces.
Well, let me stop you. The Tucson Daily Star is the name, correct?
That's where I live.
Yeah, yeah. 2 weeks ago, they announced German, Dutch, British,
yeah.
Czech, Ukrainian.
And this has been going on for 10 years, since I was 13 years old.
Yeah, no, no. It is
I'm only 22 years old. I've known about the New World Order since they first allowed internet in schools. See, because I dropped out of school when I was 16 years old because I couldn't take the garbage they teach there. You know, it's garbage. I knew more before I went into the school.
No, it's worthless. But, I know. Most successful people don't or get out of college or high school. I'm not trying to say drop out, folks, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just worthless now.
It's garbage. It's garbage, especially here in Arizona. They don't teach American history. At least they don't teach the full American history.
Well, you don't drop out to do drugs and party. I know a lot of people that dropped out to go start lawn companies or restaurants, and I knew guys by the time they were 20 that were millionaires.
Yeah, well, let me explain what's happening here. See, here, I've been hit by the New World Order 100 times over, and let me explain why. My wife and, we're young, we have a child, he's hypospadias. Now, what that is, it's a deformity in the penis, which gives the child reproductive harm. Now, let me explain what this is. Back in the 70s, 60s, 40s, when eugenics was all the rage in the intellectual community, and if you go, the AMA and all these other organizations that are about health and diseases, they don't cure the disease. They promote the diseases. Keyword, promote, to profit.
They milk them. So, I mean, bottom line, what happened?
Well, basically, I've been hit by the New World Order 100 times over. I knew about it before I ever came across your info. And the reason I say this is because now he's hypospadias, and I've traced it back to my wife's grandmother, who took a certain type of birth control in the 70s. Now that's manifesting itself in our younger generations with...
Now, I'm aware of that. There were several birth controls that actually caused DNA damage. That's amazing.
Deformities.
And
yeah,
then if your child has any deformity, they say that's at risk and they sick CPS on you. Is that what happened?
No, well, they didn't sick CPS on me because we don't go to the doctor. That's another good thing. We don't go there any longer. But either way, that's the issue I have. Not just that. Here in Arizona, people don't realize 60-70% of all commerce is drugs. They don't realize that most people that don't have a job that have an apartment are paying that with drug money.
I know. Listen, we're out of time. Call me back another day and tell me more. But that's just terrible to hear. Jim in Virginia, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks a lot, and a wonderful program. In fact, a friend of mine has sent me a satellite receiver. I'm going to pick up Genesis Radio Network and put it on low-power broadcast here in Richmond and maybe get more of the neighborhood to hear about it.
Good.
So I think it's necessary, and we also need to really pray for these people who've been deceived by this New World Order and, get the word out to our troops and... Also, even maybe some of the New World Order people aren't aware of what's going to happen to them, you know, like in Revelation. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, well, we've talked to high-level people who are inside the New World Order, and most of them don't even like what's happening, but they feel like they're trapped in it. Bob Chapman, you want to comment on that?
Well, I haven't seen any commentary by people within the New World Order, but I'm sure that a lot of them are disappointed, but they're driven by acceptance socially and the money and power that comes with it, and they don't want to give it up. And a lot of them are trapped.
Yeah, and I think we need to, I think Jesus has the power, you know, if, and he allows someone who realizes that he's trapped to get out of it. And I think this is something we need to, as Christians, we need to really go in that direction.
We need to start in the churches, educating people that 26,000 churches have been taken over by the feds secretly, and it's now mainstream news, so there's no denial. And if your church is telling you, turn in your guns, submit to the government, they're on the payroll. Good to hear from you, sir. Are you going to put up an AM or a FM micro transmitter?
Yeah, it'll be AM.
All right, yeah, there's a lot of great units that are actually legal to go out about 3 miles, and you can string those out with people and really get the word out and put up flyers around your area and really hit people hard with the info. All right, good to hear from you. Let's talk to John in Texas. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. John just hung up. Adam in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I wanted to talk about, I was on the InfoWars and all that kind of stuff, and you talked about the Harper government and the coalition and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, the Queen abolishing Parliament or suspending it because they didn't want Harper.
Exactly, yeah. It's an interesting fact here in Canada that we have a parliament that controls our prime minister, which is different than the president. I apologize, it's the first time I've ever called into the show or into any show.
Nothing to apologize about.
It's just one of those interesting facts that I was listening. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up while you're gathering your thoughts. Yeah, Reuters last Friday, Bob, and a bunch of other papers admitted the Governor General of the Queen really runs Canada and every other Commonwealth, and they didn't like what Parliament was doing, the elected representatives, so she just suspended them and ordered them what to do. Boy, talk about taking the glove off the iron fist, Bob.
Yeah, well, I don't think most Canadians realize that they're still in power. They like to think that they weren't, although they many of them still are well deposed towards the royal family. But I don't think they realize the power that still is held over the Canadian government in other governments, former colonies. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we see the things that we do in America. The British have never been happy about the fact that Americans had a successful revolution and then beat off the British and the Canadians eventually in the War of 1812. And it was the Canadians that burned down Washington.
And that's why they're killing the country.
Yes, that's why they want to destroy America, to bring it to its knees so they can be controlled by the black nobility of Europe.
And the bankers are doing that right now, and our military needs to defend the Republic. The police need to defend the Republic. This is all out in the open, Bob, now. There's no denials. There's no sidestepping. The police and military are either with the people or the New World Order. What do you say to that, Bob?
You're absolutely right. And I think with the military, 90% is on our side. And I don't think that's going to be a problem. With law enforcement, it's a different situation. It might be 60-40, and that's not good.
Absolutely, and they are destroying their futures going along with this. Anything else you want to add, Adam?
I was reading about what happened with the Bilderberg Group and Stephen Harper going to go over for them.
Stay there. We're going to come right back to you.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Covering this Sunday, U.S. now only two states away from rewriting Constitution. The public policy organizations issued an urgent alert stating affirmative votes are needed. Only two more states before a constitutional convention could be assembled in which today's corrupt politicians and judges have formally changed the U.S. Constitution's, quote, problematic provisions to reflect the philosophical and social morals of the contemporary society. The American Policy Institute is reporting. The warning comes at a time when Barack Obama is moving to do this. So you heard Secretary of Defense Gates say 2 weeks ago, we need to change the Constitution to let the military do this, but they're announcing they're going ahead and doing it. Just amazing. Finishing up, Adam in Canada, make your point.
Absolutely, sir. I was just thinking about Chrétien and Paul Martin. They both pushed the same agendas that Stephen Harper's pushing now. There was the idea that there was supposed to be a majority government here in Canada from Stephen Harper, and he was one of the pushers for North American Union. And then when the coalition was formed to bring down the majority government or the minority government, they postponed Parliament till January 27th, which is right after Barack Obama's inauguration. And it's just one of those unusual circumstances that when you look at the background, the history of all these political parties that are all pushing the same ideology, but they get their base to, you know, push for whoever, the NDP, the Liberals.
Well, Martin has met secretly, repeatedly, and the documents came out of how to sneak through the North American Union on Canadians. These are criminals. Bob Chapman, what is the big surprise coming up on the 21st and 22nd of next month that they keep... I mean, is it a dollar devaluation? That's what some news is saying. Is it a Pakistan-Indian war? What is it, in your educated opinion?
It's really hard to say this time. I don't think it's a devaluation. I don't think they're ready for that. I know Ron Paul has said that it could be that. And he's in a fairly good position to make that kind of a call. But I don't, you know, putting all the intelligence together... I don't think they're ready for that. They could do that, but I think it'll be further down the line. I think an extension into Pakistan of the Afghanistani conflict occupation, I think that's a pretty good chance that that is the objective here. And that means the troops that are coming out of Iraq that don't go to the United States to suppress riots and things like that will be sent to Afghanistan. And I think there's a good chance that that is probably the mission.
Folks can go to the internationalforecaster.com and get a free trial subscription to your twice-a-week newsletter, or they can call and get the digital or a trial hard copy. Bob, do you have that number to call to get a free one?
Yes, I do. And
I love to always spring that on you.
Oh, gosh. You're such a devil you are. I'll get it here.
That doesn't
I'll
matter.
I'll get it.
We're basically out of time here anyways, Bob.
It's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178. And Ted will love you for that.
All right, yeah, Ted Anderson's giving out those free ones. Thank you so much for coming on, Bob.
Oh, my pleasure. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend. By the way, I will be live. We didn't do it yesterday. We're doing it today. A test, 4 to 5 p.m. only at PrisonPlanet.tv. Put links up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Just go to the live feed channel. And it'll be the live audio streams as well. So rebroadcast for an hour at InfoWars.com starts now with all the info I covered in the first hour. Then I will be back in that next hour. So 1 hour from now, 1 hour and 1 minute, 30 seconds from now, we will be live for 1 hour on the maiden voyage out of the new studios. It's going to be pretty good. So I hope you'll join us for that. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Defend the Republic. Be on the side of good. Fight evil. Love you all. Thank you so much. God bless.